So now you can, alright, I want to remind two things. One is that about the storeroom. Our storeroom, now that's the question of whether someone else can go to the storeroom and take things from there. I asked the monk who is going working there, another samanare. He told me no problem.
But does he mean food or other items?
Because no,
other
items foods are locked anyhow. No?
Oh, okay.
So the food, they locked it because of lay people go and take. So some lay people here, these yogis, they go and take from there and put in the room to eat in the night. Maybe sometimes they don't like to come for Pinnapada, they keep food in the house, like noodles, they cook and stay for meditation.
Noodles there? The noodles also available in this storeroom?
Yeah, oh. Why not?
I didn't know that.
You can check them.
Okay. I didn't know that. When I was a samurai,
sometimes you can have, but this kind of instant noodles.
Yes, instant noodles, yes, but...
Sometimes they get it.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they distribute here in the morning sometimes.
Wow.
Because there are many, because they expired, they will just give the monks.
I thought only one more, I didn't get that noodles.
I don't know, maybe, because sometimes they go in excess and they give the other monks.
Oh. 他说这个，你们怎么说呢？就是上门啊，能不能去那库房那个那个那个那拿东西也没问题。然后这个丈夫说他亲自问了那个做库房丢弃那个上门啊。然后上门啊说你们废弃没拿，没问题。他说因为食物扔的反正都已经锁起来了，你们有钥匙，你们拿不了。然后其他东西库房里边食物反正都是锁起来的，你们没有钥匙，你们反正也拿不了。然后对，现在食物都被锁起来了，反正你们拿的其他东西都是你们可以随便拿，没问题。
If they like, they can take whatever they like from the store.
所以只要你们喜欢，你们可以从库房里面拿你们喜欢的任何东西。
一个实际的问题，你说，打，我去，那个超市，打个比方说，今天就说，也是实际的情况，就今天说我天气下雨比较湿，我就喝点咖啡，我就去那里包一包咖啡，跟奶放在一起喝，喝奶，牛奶倒到厨房，倒到这里跟奶一起喝，
你什么时候喝？
早上，那。 这个时候，这份咖啡，它应该变成食物了。那先听我说，变成食物了。那是什么情况？这个咖啡可以不变成食物？我还有我自己，就是我等下我自己处理的方法是不是对的？So
he's asking that. So if he go, if he goes to Gyalpa Sara in the afternoon. And takes some coffee from the Gyalpa Sara, and then he stored this coffee in his own kuti,
Yes, it is offered.
So then he stored this coffee powder in his kuti until the next morning. So the next morning, he makes his coffee powder with. Milk powder, and drink it. And so he's asking that. So in this condition, will the remaining coffee powder in the Gyalpa Sara become food or not? This is the first question.
Okay. So then, but anyway, main thing is that now he. He falls into dukkha offense by doing that. He himself falls into dukkha offense because he tells for the Yavajivika think. He takes for food no? Aharata ganhati. So by taking this for food, so it is dukkha, by every swallowing is another dukkha. Dukkha come for him. Okay, if he mixes with milk powder. So therefore now for him it is dukkata.
Just dukkata, no, I have to make clear. So this dukkata is by taking, and for spotting, every spotting is dukkata. I want to make sure because...
Yes, dukkata by taking is one dukkata.
Taking, okay.
That's good. But every day you touch it, you want to take it again, is dukkata.
Oh, touching again?
Touching again is dukkata. Okay. Touching means taking it again. You put in the table, and after you change your mind, put on the chair.
Okay.
Then you take it, put it on the cupboard. So then anytime you take it, is dukkata. So then and by every swallowing, under the it goes down the throat. It is dukkata.
So he said that. So what if he didn't bring his coffee powder to his kuti, but he brings this coffee powder to the dhanasala?
He brings to the dhanasala?
Yes. If he didn't bring to his own kuti, but he brings the dhanasala.
Whatever you bring it, because it says no. The principle is yava jivika ahara taika nahati. Yava jivika think.
You take for food.
That's good. Okay. He takes it for food, no. Uh-huh. From the time he decides, I will take this for food. Taking it, dukkata. But every swallowing is pachiti. This is the
So he's asking that how to avoid this dukkata, because he saw other monks in Ganapathasara to take a small package of sugar, for example, to back to their own kuti, something like that. So he's asking that. So if he also does like that, how to avoid the dukkata offense?
Other monks, they take sugar in order to keep it in the kuti, not to use it as medicine, means not to mix it with food. So now the dukkata takes place if one changes one mind and wants to use for food, to mix it with food. Satiti is quite actually become saniti karaka in the afternoon if you do like that. Saniti karaka becomes additional dukkata. If you do in the morning, it is just not saniti karaka, it is morning, because these medicines have been determined for medicine, I call it in the medicines there. These are determined for medicines. Gilamba sasala is not bhojana sala. Gilamba sasala is not bhojana sala. These are determined for medicines. Once you take and you want to mix it with food, you take it for food. Ahara tayakana. It's dukkata patika. So therefore now every swallowing is dukkata. So other monks, of course, they might take it not to mix it with food. They might take sugar because they want to mix it with water or maybe other items, I don't know what. So then, if they don't take it for food, it's no problem. But once you do it like that, if you take in the afternoon, saniti karaka, because you want to mix the food. So then, on the following day, you keep it for that. So it's dukkata by keeping it, saniti karaka seka, but dukkata. And then next day morning, you take it, it's called
another dukkata.
By taking it, it's dukkata. By keeping it in the afternoon, it's saniti karaka, it's dukkata. And then in the morning you take it again, you touch it again, it's dukkata. For every swallowing is dukkata. You can have a wallet about 20 dukkatas, 30 dukkatas.
他说这个东西是这样，他说你看其他那些比如从山上来的，但是你不知道他们是不是跟混合食物混合的，人他们一般可能都不是跟食物混合，只是那个泡泡或者泡水和其他药或者混合。我跟你们混在一起啊，就是跟食物。你那是跟食物混合，然后他跟你讲这个恶作剧的情况，他说比方说你这个东西啊，你是那个咖啡这东西，你是下午拿的。 然后你拿手就是你已经最好这个东西，我这边是感觉牛奶混合的。你这样拿的时候呢，就是本身你就因为你把就是周身药，去跟那个把嘴已经周身药的东西，然后去跟食物混合，这本身是一个恶作。 然后你这东西是把下午放在你的固定里的，放在你的固定里边，然后你等于说你因为当因为你开始用觉意把这个事物合成，那它本身也是事物，所以说你那个所以说就是说你把它放你固定之后呢，又产生一个储存事物的恶作，就是两个恶作，就光这一下午就是两个恶作，然后呢到第二天早晨你把这个咖啡拿起来一个恶作。然后跟那个跟混合之后，然后再推演又一个恶作，这样往下加。
嗯，
所以可能这一个可能犯10个以上的恶作。
啊，我知道了，大概表示我咖啡买过来，
嗯，
我把它决议为食物了。
决议为食物？
嗯，就是它是中成药嘛。
啊、
嗯。我把它拿到托布党，我把它决议为食物，可以不可以？
所以说这个呢。
我又把它，我没有把它拿过，我就直接为了把它拿回这里，放在那个。
嗯
泡茶的那个放奶粉的地方，我就把它决议成
上午还是下午？
上午。
上午。So he is so he is asking that, so is it allowable for him, to take the coffee powder in the morning? Take the coffee powder in the morning to bring the coffee powder from Ginapsa Sala to Adana Sala, and then redetermine this coffee powder as food. So is it allowable to do like that?
To bring the Dalasan and?
To bring the coffee powder from the Ginapsa Sala to the Dalasan and then redetermine this coffee powder as food. So is it allowed?
It's the same thing, no, it is, no, because now the time he determines that, it is now, it is what is all the medicine, Yavaji, because you determine for Hara, Ahara Daya. You change your mind. You break determination. This is determined as well. You break determination, you determine for Ahara. It's Dukata. This is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
You have to explain this principle. As called, the Pali is Yavajevi kana haratai kana hati dukat.
他说就是因为他说那个是常识里边这个东西它已经决议为终身药了。你把已经决议为终身药的东西，然后你自己又重新把它决议为事物，就光这件事本身已经是恶作。
哦，
对。
So one option is actually you take that coffee. Okay. You give it to the samanara. Then. On the following day, you can take it and then you can use this food because this is new receiving. No, you receive it newly. Then the termination breaks on the following day. After the dawn, the termination breaks because it is in the hands of someone else. So then, and then you ask the someone else, "What is the coffee? Give me. Can you mix it?"
当然，这个问题解决方法就比如说那天下午，你可以把那个咖啡拿了，不是下午。可能就是冥想之前不一定早上，可以早上冥想之前，早上冥想之前把这个东西给把这个咖啡拿上给上半年了。冥想之后，上半年把这个东西给你出售，这样的话这个东西就支持破，然后你就可以随你的意愿决议。
哦，懂了。哎，那我现在已经这样做了怎么办？我把咖啡放在这里了怎么办？
你把咖啡放食堂了？
哎，
放食堂了。
哎。
So he said that so now he already put this coffee powder into the Dana Sala. So what should he do now?
He put it what?
In the Dana Sala.
Ah, he brought it here in order to consume it for tomorrow.
Yes. So what should he do now?
He has to give it to someone
else.
Oh, he already followed Lukata by doing like that. It's called Sanity Karika also. Sanity Karika because he stores for food, no? Sanity Karika also. So therefore, by taking Dukata, by keeping sanity card in Dukata, maybe two Dukatas, but maybe more because he puts in one place, and then he takes again from puts another place. Every time he takes a Dukata.
But he's asking, what should he do now?
No. Okay, you're telling what Dukatas he has fallen up to now. First part.
Okay.
Second part is that he has to keep it to someone else today night.
Okay.
And to receive it tomorrow morning.
然后他说你这个东西就是反正就张老师之前说的一样，你反正至少犯两个恶作，就是说一个是不改变决议恶作，第二个那个储存食物恶作。然后他说这两犯然后可能还有更多恶作，可能是你把这东西拿起来再放，或放别的地方，这可能有更多恶作。但是你现在要做的事情就是说那个
这个咖啡给了萨玛内拉，
在冥想之前给萨玛内拉，冥想之后重受。
冥想之后重受就可以。
对。
那现在只放在这里，萨玛内拉都是。哎，对，打个比方，我现在咖啡放了，今天如果中午其他别人吃完了这个咖啡，有没有法子？
没有，每个人决议不一样。
So he is asking that, 你就今天上午是吧？
对。
So he, so he's asking that. So if tomorrow morning, without other big drink that coffee without knowledge, So will those people fall into offense or not?
This is, don't fall into offense because now the Vatikahana is broken.
No.
Give it some other.
No, if he didn't do that. If he didn't give the coffee powder to Samanera and he directly put there in the dasana, and the next morning the other bhikkhus come and take. So
all the other bhikkhus fall into offense because now he's ordered the stored up food. Sarithikaraka.
Okay.
And the other
bhikkhus
also fall into offense.
Make a shaman and then slap you can So he's asking the, okay, so his question is like this. So then he took this coffee powder from the Ganapathasara in the morning, this morning he brought this coffee powder and drink. So will the other bhikkhus fall into offense or not? This is
also fall into offense because now you see what has already been done, medicine. Now he changed into food. No? So he drinks, other bhikkhus drink. Is it dukkata?
放到明天早上就没什么事情都没有了，对不对？不是，现在不能重说，就是你明明明明好像现在是需要不需要给你现在是交给他，然后现在不算，现在已经放在那边算不算已经交给上面了？不算，不算，他要我重新，他不是你说他拿去举一下？哎，这你不是这个中午以后再给东西上面人没有举的？
哪个地方？
就是放咖啡，那放那个牛奶的地方。
那个地方，所以说那个地方，你如果要把东西放在那个地方，你要叫上面，你不能亲自去放。
那就说，今天就是我这个，我把这个东西拿过来，放了一个二座，每喝一口，每喝就喝一口咖啡，也算一个二座。
对，然后你储存食物还有，就是你储存，因为你没有储存食物，还到没有到冥想，
早上拿过来哪有储存？没有储存。
中午的食物，上面的那个，今天早上，那你们那就没有储存食物，是不是每喝一口是一个二座呢，还是喝了一杯咖啡是一个？每喝一口一个二座，每次吞咽，他原则说是每次吞咽一个二座，然后，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现在，那现 try to classify, learn the Vinaya in order to understand what is medicines should be separate. Okay? What is food is separate. Keep these things separate. That's why we have the Gilambasasala, we have Bhojanasala. We must tell this. If not, you will put everything together.
If not,
if not, we'll put everything together in one hole. So there is no any distinction.
Okay.
他说那个他说所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所以所 而做了，就是茶室的茶你不能拿到这里来。
对，它是药的原因是。
我帮你问一下。
是这么回事的。
我帮你问一下，我帮你问一下。
跟刷牙没有关系。这个刷牙的关系就是
有关系，我帮你问一
下。那得问一下。
对对对，你就有师傅的话就是。
他喝的茶的时候有没有混过其他东西？
所以他说要刷牙嘛，对。
刷牙那些。
但你喝茶的时候。
嘴里有没有食物？
对，有没有食物？你得
有食物的话，
就是
弄
了。那你先问清楚一下，你就问这到底有没有食物在嘴里？
我今天是跟食物一起来的。中午我早上还去找我是过来跟食物一起来的。这个是对不对？
那肯定是放了。
那肯定是放了。
对，那
这种东西我跟你说，你不要想，这种想就你容易放的。这种东西，我跟你说，为什么跟你这个你这是好事情。这种
那这个问题我就不问了，这个问题就不问
了。那就接下来的事情就是说，放了比库纳很多了，进来也不用再挪了，就明天就可以了。
对，
就是我自己放了。
你的问题是什么？
班内这个情况，如果我成为比库了，看到比库架上有咖啡，
你还能摇摇说？
没有，我还没说呢。我说，我叫用上班人拉瘦一下给我，这个就变成食物了。你明白吗？就是我为了保险起见，我不自己拿。上面呢，拿到他牌子上再售给我，
对，那更好。
这是不是就很保险？肯定不会犯恶错了。问一下，
也不
是你这种什么信息，即使他原先有错误，
我
觉得你这一点会错。
对，我是最保险的，对吧？
对，
不用售，就直接碰一下，直接移开位置就行。
确认。
不，他移开位置，他要重新售，他要不然他旁边还拿。
对。
So he's asking that in order to avoid this kind of offense, so if he saw some coffee in the downside of the Biku section, if he saw some coffee in the downside of the Biku section, so the best way to avoid the offense is that to ask a samurai to break the padigahana, and then re-offer this coffee. So yeah, and then he would redetermine this coffee as food or satakari or yawajika, as he likes. So in that way, he will not fall into any offense. Is that true or not?
Yes.
In that way, he will not fall into any offense, no? This is his question.
Yes, if you get re-offered from Samanara, then you have to determine it for medicine if you like.
Yes.
But the thing is now, in the Dhanasala, you bit, what's called, sometimes some complaint might come. Complain, because now this coffee, they bring it for food, no? And some monks, they go and take it for some portion they take for the kutis. They complain. Now, I've seen in the metal monastery, they put also the board that whatever it is brought in the Dhanasala, don't take anything from Tukari Yukuti. It has to be consumed there. So, because these monks who make the duties, they get troubled.
Yes.
They, therefore, no, this is their own technical thing which is here, this usually is not done. It's not done. Especially, best way it is, you can ask a samanera. To get in the storeroom and take any coffee from there. You go and go to the storeroom.
Because
everything is available there now.
It's not
these things have been brought here just for consumption, for insight. If every man does like that, alimony, the samanera will get trouble. What is that? So fast, it gets finished. The body gets finished so fast. So they get trouble. The best way it is, you, as a bhikkhu, while going back, you can stop in the storeroom. And take the key and tell someone else to offer you coffee from them. Whatever is available there.
他说那个，一般来说在龙树林呢，就是说那个放在食堂里边，这种咖啡和茶，就他们是希望你就是在食堂里边喝掉的。如果没有什么特殊情况，最好不要是就从食堂里边拿咖啡茶，然后放到自己屋子里边，因为这样的话会就做食堂丢弃这个上面，然后带些麻烦，他们会看说是怎么消耗这么快。但是如果能说就这种情况，但是你那个他说肯定是不犯的，然后他说那个他说这个他说这个情况，如果解决这个情况有办法，就是你从食堂回去，然后路过那个储藏室的时候，然后那个你不能拿着钥匙，然后去叫上面的人把储藏室的咖啡给你收一下，然后你爱怎么就医。
那现在不锁起来了？锁起来你不可能再叫他去。
上完咖啡没有锁起来，咖啡怎么不是食物怎么会锁起来？
速溶咖啡是锁起来的，咖啡粉没锁。
咖啡粉没锁对吧？
那咖啡粉就那里没人喝。
你就是你不爱喝咖啡粉是吧？你
我肯定是速溶方便了。
啊，我以为
咖啡粉太多了，这里没人用了，这里。
So then another thing now is this Mudranasala. Okay. Some monks they use the spoon they use for to take milk, milk powder and so forth, they use it for to take coffee also. You can't rely on it sometimes. You never know. And you think it is only plain coffee, but ultimately it is mixed with milk powder. So therefore, now how you can take this? It's not proper. So then I'm telling you, this accidents can happen also. It's not reliable.
他说有些时候呢，就是有些比丘他拿那个羊奶粉烧去羊奶咖啡，然后导致那个就是说那个咖啡里面混了奶粉，所以导致这个咖啡这个学习都变得不可靠了。
对，像这种都是不知不觉犯而做的，就说这个是无心的就直接犯了。
对，这是无心戒嘛。Okay, that,
the same question I want to ask.
The same
because I see something like use spoon, milk spoon, take sugar.
Ah, yes, sugar also same. Milk powder and then take sugar also, from the same from sugar bottle. They take sugar.
But sugar is food in a dhanasana.
Dhanasana.
Yeah, food and no problem.
No problem, but if you take for medicine, it's a problem.
Yes.
You take sugar to carry my goodie for medicine, but it's only mixed with milk powder.
下午没人到这里来，直接到茶室取喝了吧？还到这里来？
我做红衣的时候，红衣的时候专用的是果仁油剂，是专用的糖，不让我们加糖。
那无所谓，但再说你是红衣，本来就是雷克森，直接瘦了就可以。
不是。是因为人家跟我们说了，架子上的糖里面可能会有奶粉，然后做果汁用。
他就怕你犯戒。
不是我不犯戒吗？喝那个人。
对，喝的人犯。
对，山本亮都不会犯，喝完红衣更不会犯。
没有。
对，然后像你讲，没有听。OK, no questions. You can.
OK, now one more thing is now yesterday about this black chocolate.
Yes, yes.
I check in Wikipedia. It says that it contains sugar.
Sugar?
It is sugar, yeah.
Let me see.
The dark chocolate. It is sugar, cocoa, butter, cocoa liquor.
Okay. Cocoa liquor, what is cocoa liquor?
And sometimes vanilla.
Oh, vanilla is
okay. Cocoa liquor, and they make it something like the fermented, no? Fermented, because there are carbohydrates. They ferment it, they make it more... Some you can have some taste. Becomes more tasty.
But anyway, even if we ignore the sugar, this cocoa butter is also panita bhojana, isn't it? Cocoa butter.
Yes, but anyway, I'm telling you, this panita bhojana.
Yes.
That's called. So then for now, it is contains sugar. That's why I told you yesterday.
Yes.
People, companies, they will get bankrupt if they don't put sugar because nobody's going to.
Yes. Exactly.
Why this?
他说那个，他说这个像那个从维基百科上看的话，这个黑巧克力它有以下成分，有那个糖，有可可脂，还有可可酒精。我不知道这可可酒精是什么东西啊？但是然后有香草。他说这里边至少有两个成分是美味食，一个是糖，一个是跟那个可可脂。然后可可脂的话，它和那个黄油属于同一类，对。可可脂啊，不是代可可脂，就是这正宗黑巧克力，不是那种便宜货，那种代可可脂那个。
Okay, now we go to Vinaya notes.
Okay.
Vinaya notes table 66.
Okay. 大家看一下那个记忆考试单上表六十六。表六十六，对。
So this is about Pachitya 40.
这个是有关那个什么那个Pachitya 第四十条，就是表六十六，所说的五要素。第八十二页，就是那个页码第八十二页。
Okay. So now here there are five factors.
Okay.
for Adinamukatwaran.
Mm.
So the number is called if these five factors are present, then one can receive this food in a proper way.
Mm.
If they are absent, that means the food is not offered.
Mm. 他说呢，这个这个这个这个这个下面这五要素如果全部具足的话，这个东西已经经过手术了。然后呢，但是如果有一个缺的话，就不成手术了。
So the factor on it is that the donor is within Hatapasa.
然后第一个要素是那个逝者和那个比库距离在一臂之内。
So then number two it is that he indicates to offer this Abhiharati. We have learned this now, how he forwards it to offer it. He makes must make a movement towards the monk to offer it.
然后第第第第第二个要素呢，就是那个施主意图授予，然后这张说就是我们这个还按我们之前看到面试，他不仅是意图授予，然后他还那个为这个授予，他做出一个肢体上的扭臂下去，就是或者他往上抬一下，或者是往前送一下这种，不仅仅是个意图授予。It
says number three, the offering is of reasonable weight.
Reasonable weight because the calculation is said.
Yeah, about the table, I will explain. Okay, now, about is the weight. It is that if you use a table, let's see the Daika puts many things here, many vessels, okay, on a table. And he lifts the whole table like that. And then if he can lift, then the monk can touch the table. Then the Daika put it down. But he has to lift it. Like that. Okay? So and he lifts it up the ground. And he makes a movement towards Abhiharati. Then the monk can touch. While it is on the air. Okay? So then he tells the Daika, put it down, and then put it down. That is all right. That's called. But if it is too heavy, the Daika can't lift one leg only touching. No effort.
Limited for layperson? How many layperson can?
Yes, layperson maybe.
5 or 10?
Okay.
Okay.
You can't call a bit, two, three people, it's okay, not whole army. Army.
In China, the table is very big.
But you have to be Hatapasa, no?
Yes, Hatapasa.
But if another Daika is very far away, no Hatapasa problem.
Or you just two layperson only. Other is not in your Hatapasa.
Problem. That's good, because everybody has to be within Hatapasa. You can't be another Daika lives over there.
Okay.
So because all they are try to offer, they are Daikas, donors.
然后给大家解释一下，他那个这个地方是重量适当的，是这个意思。比方说那个那个那个是受的东西是把碎碎东西放桌子上。 然后这个手他给我桌子举起来，然后给大家过来那个手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手手 说一句，比方说这个附近这两个人在一边，三个人不在一边，那样就不算。然后或者说台下的时候，这那个三只腿离地，一只腿不离地，这也不算，必须全部离地才可以。
这
如果
是四个那个居士在四个角楼吧，在一个壁库的形式，那可不可以就是说，在每个居士身边站一个壁库，这算了。
So he's telling that, so for example, this table is very heavy. Also, this bhikkhu needs many lay people to lift this table. So for example, so for each corner of this table, he needs one lay person to do that. But because of the table is so big, that he cannot make sure that every lay person is in within hantapasa of this bhikkhu. So his solution is that. So he asked other three bhikkhus to stand on each corner of the table, and so the lay person in this corner is within hantapasa with that bhikkhu, and the other lay person is within hantapasa another bhikkhu. So each
the bhikkhus are not hantapasa themselves. Huh? The bhikkhus are not hantapasa themselves. That's the problem. You can't do that like that. It's called. It's a problem. So this is hatapasa is very important. So therefore now, usually you don't this big tables and so forth. That is impossible. It's better to take as called. Let's see. One option is actually to divide the food on the table, or to take them separately, one by one. To take the food separately, one by one.
他说你这个月要这个什么节放是吧？这个是桌上稍微那个一部分拿下。
It takes long time, but it is sure according to the union.
他说这样可能会花很长时间，但是这样就跟距离来讲肯定是没问题的。
So when I was in Indonesia, it was the same problem. They had a big table and so on, heavy. So and the only option was just for every person to offer one by one, one by one. Everything they will offer, the diet will go in a row and come this way and give into my hand. I will put on the table. So the whole table. For so then it takes long time, but it is what's called clean.
他说在印尼的时候也遇到过这个问题，因为当时那个桌子非常大，然后那个时候那个事主就亲自过来给他一，不是从桌上一个一个给他收，虽然这个花很长时间，但是这样这个事情肯定。
But in another place, they had small tables. These light tables, aluminium tables and so on. They put food here, another table there, and so forth. Then, very easy to lift, touch, put, finish.
Okay.
Next table, like that.
So, in the same time also now,
in the same time also now, if the daika, for example, lifts a very heavy vessel, so and the bhikkhu difficult to take, so he tell the daika put on the table, and the monk touches the table, then the daika puts on the table.
Okay.
So okay, but the table should not be long. It's called whatever is what it should be, a small table yet reasonable table. So the monk touches it, and the daika puts the foot on the table. No problem. Then it is offered. Does not need the bhikkhu does not need to touch directly.
So that means this daika first he has to lift this vessel. Anyway,
he has to brings it.
He has to just bring forward.
Yes, bring forward.
Bring forward. And
the bhikkhu touches. The bhikkhu first touches.
Before this, the daika makes his effort.
Yes,
this bhikkhu.
Yes, the bhikkhu has to touch.
Oh, okay. And then
the daika puts it down.
It's offered.
It's offered.
Okay.
And then the daika has to leave his hand.
Lift his hand. Okay. And then
if he does not leave his hand, the bhikkhu should touch.
Should touch. Okay.
No, just explain.
然后等事主把手拿开以后，比会把手拿开，然后这样情况，这个东西就应收手。
Touch the vessel together on the table. Is it okay?
No problem. That
cannot be. So he's asking that is it the same as that? So for example, you hold your own bowl, or you touch your own bowl. So the daikas put food in your bowl like that. This table serves like a bowl.
It is not like a bowl, but it's called. Now there are two ways how to receive. No, it according to the Vinaya Pitaka we read yesterday. It is kayena. It is by body, but one's own body. Or kaya patipadena.
Okay.
It is attached to one's own
body.
Okay. So therefore, now the first instances kayena means one gets it on one's own hands.
Okay.
It comes. The daika offers something, and he puts in your hands. Okay. You received it. So then, kaya patipada means you have this one, And the tiger wants to offer. And you put this in front, and he puts inside. Okay? And you receive it, no problem. So now, this is also Kaya Patipada.
Okay.
Kaya Patipada. You hold this, the table, and the tiger puts this. Okay? And he leaves his hand. And then you only remove your hand. That is offered.
他说这个东西就跟你立下来讲的话，那个就是这其实就是手手两种方式，一种是直接用自己身体接受，直接用身体接受，比方说你直接拿自己手接受，然后另外一种就是拿那个伸缩吸物，伸缩吸物接受，伸缩吸物的话可以是一个波，你拿一个波，那个就是接受，也可以是你直接那哪儿碰着桌子，然后这个桌子变成伸缩吸物，那跟你身体发生接触了，然后这个事儿那个就是不东西发生了，他不受伤害，然后你们也不受伤害，这东西就受就算已经受好了。 So he wants to know the spelling of Kaya Patipada.
Kaya Patipada?
Patipada. So he wants to know the spelling. I don't have the spelling here. So can you...这样的地方用的是公举格，然后第一个是开业的，就是说是用身体接受，然后第二个就是用那个身体接受。他用的是公举格，就是他用那个 A
的那个。比如说坐在桌布上，然后这个货架旁边放很多，把人家往那个玻璃放，算身体接受。
So he's asking that. So he put this bow stand on his sitting cross, and then he put this bow on his bow stand like that. So then, so the other people they put food into his bow. Is this food offered or not?
He has to touch his bowl.
He has to touch his bowl.
Without touching you can't. Yes, Kaya Padaman means what is Kaya? Touch your body.
Body
means. But
indirect.
The cloth is not body.
Yeah.
The cloth. You are putting on your clothes, no?
It's not even his clothes, it's only his bow stand. His body, cloth, bow stand, bow, and then foot. This is his.
Yeah, you can't do that. You have to touch it with your hand. Kaya Patipada means touch to your hand.
Hand or just other body parts, like limbs? Not considered as
well. It is mostly in the hand, no? If you want to receive something, you don't receive with your foot.
Okay.
抬起来放桌布上，就是什么意思？就是你把我明白，你把手放桌布上，然后但是我手，比如说我的把手，留一只手放在桌布上。Okay, so he's telling that, so this is the bowl, this is the bowl stand. This is the bowl stand. This is the bowl. This is the sitting cross. So now this diaker after putting food into the bowl, lifted the bowl together with bowl stand, and his hand is here.
Because this is the cloth is not a means to get it offer things.
No? Oh, no, it's not like table, you mean?
It is. You can't get offer things like that because of the cloth. No, because the cloth is already fully attached to the ground. Fully it is attached? Not.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
他说，你不能这样做。他说，因为这个东西，就是这个布，它完全跟地面接触。
那他这个问题，他的手啊，不碰脚，那个人把钵抬起来放在脖子架上面，这算受了的。
Okay, so his question is that, so he touched the bow stand, so the diaker lifted the bow and put it on the bow stand.
Yeah, no problem.
这样没问题。
Touch it with his hand, no?
跟这个他比库尔在抬那个抬那个就是
桌子
竖的那个盘子，
啊盘子
是盘子
啊，
两个人一起抬的时候，
嗯，
是不是必须这个比库的后放手上来拉先放手？
对对，
是
这样，
是这样是吧？
对，
否则的话，这个上来拉就把这比库的那个又破掉了。
对，对是。
再问一个问题，就是说，比如像楼下那个外国人那个那一排的那个桌子是固定的、拧死的嘛？那在那个桌子上，那比库可不可以摸在那个桌子上吗？让举举手。
嗯，
拧死的是什么意思？
它是固定的。
So he is asking that. So in the ground floor of the dance, so the pindapadasa, so there's a line for foreigners' food, no? So there's a foreigners' line. So he's asking that. So there are vessels of food put on the table. So in that case, is it allowable for these people just touch the table, and the lifted the vessel and then put the vessel on the table and get it offered like that? This is his question.
Because that table is very long,
uh-huh.
and usually cannot be lifted.
Uh-huh.
We touch things which already can be lifted. Okay, small things which can be lifted.
Okay.
Now this small table is can be lifted, no?
Uh-huh.
Therefore now this is somehow and within the Hatapasa.
Uh-huh.
But it's very long table, it is usually is not done.
抬不起来的情况下，他能不能比库跟他的手一起放在这个盘上面，两个人推往前面推一下，就移动一下，这算受吧？还是一定要全部抬起来再那个碰一下
？So he's asking that. So for example, this bucket of food is very heavy. So even joining the power of even. Joining the power of the lepers, the dayaka and the bhikkhus, the two persons they lift that they cannot lift it. They try to they make an effort to lift that, but they cannot lift it. So in that case, is it allowable to do like this? So then this dayaka and then the bhikkhu, they put their hands on the bar of the bucket together, and then just push it forward. Is this allowed or not?
You can't do that because you have to lift it, no? It is just pushing.
No, it's not moving.
You have to lift.
It's lifting.
The same way also it's called. Now this table, this table, the dagger has to lift it.
Mm.
At least this much, okay. Lift it. Then the pico can receive. If they just push like that, problem. You can't.
这这说的也没意思，就想然后大概就大概一指宽的程度，然后那个如果只是往前推的话是不算的。So you can continue.
Another thing now, okay, you know about lifting. For example, they lift, but one leg is they lift only loose. The leg is touching. No receive.
然后他说，比方说在设个事儿，比方说你这个桌子哪怕有一只脚，你跟地面接触，这不算手术完成。
So then, okay, now next is, okay, the donor affects it by hand, spoon or by dropping. Okay, so then, okay, now the donor's aspect is. Okay, there are three ways, no? Either by hand, or by spoon, or by dropping it, or by throwing it inside the bowl. But he's Hatapasa. He just takes it and throws it inside the bowl. But if he's Hatapasa, okay, no problem.
This is the 这个施主和比库之间距离也必须在一臂之内。
Now the bhikkhu accepts is in his hand. Mm. Now second is mm. what? Second is the bhikkhu can accept in his hand, mm. in his bowl, mm. Something or something else which attached to his body. Mm. Now bowl is also attached to the body.
Mm, yes.
然后说那个滴滴滴我要他就是比如说他可以用自己手先他可以用自己手来接受也可以也可以用拨或者其他个事情接受之物接受让你的问题吗那个谁刚才张老讲第三条我怎么没听见讲呀他想说桌子就是桌子上桌子上是他就是你得把桌子上意思是你得把人抬起来你不能那个什么就是那个跟你们抬不动然后这个东西都没力气哪怕有一只脚没力气都不算
但是刚才张老师讲两个人抬都算可以对啊那就是说那个重量是几个人抬的重量有没有标准
So he's asking that so for the third factor so is there a maximum limitation for the weight of the donated thing that you have to lift Is there any limitation on that?
No limitation. It depends on how strong the dhyaka is.
这个是多么强壮。
If you're a small child, he can't lift it. Finish. The weight is, it's called, you can't lift
it. 他说这是如果只是个小孩根本拿不动的话就没办法。
The people can offer it. Get it offered.
你没法让这东西叫叔叔。
If it is a wrestler, so they can lift 100 kilograms, no problem. The people can see.
他说如果这个是个摔跤手的话，那可能能抬起100公斤的东西，那这个没问题。
Most people they have problem, even 10 kilograms, they have problem to lift. Most people.
但是对大多数人来说，哪怕他就只有10公斤的东西，他们提的就可能开始就有困难了。
It's quite heavy. If you put, for example, a bucket full of water, 10 liters, and you try to lift, and you see quite few, especially from the ground. But if you put on the table, you try to lift, because the spine, so it's difficult. Especially a woman, and so forth, more difficult.
OK，你讲你的问题。那个之前，我学到的是那个，就是这个重量的标准是一个成年男子。我知道，他应该是你这个说法应该是来自《疑惑度脱》，我记得你这说法不是没有依据。我看看，他这有《疑惑度脱》里边有什么？我记得你是说什么有这么一句话，我看看是不是解释这个问题。我看看。 这是第多少页了？您找到了什么？50页，中间的。50页是吧？对，50页。OK。哎，但是那是大括号里边是吧？啊，对。So。大括号可能不是。对，然后第二个要素也很奇怪，接受气是以水纳所受，物什么意思？他也没事出手，我也没法找人张罗找这个东西。
没受出手，对吧？对，所以我想问一下长老，就是这句话，比如说我就是问这句话，就问一下长老，就是这个观点是不是有出处的，还是完全没有出处的？对，我得问。对，就是你问这个，可以用的，一个。
对，就是你问这个就是第一个。
对。
因为这个问题呢，就涉及到他刚才那个问题，就这东西很重，一个人根本抬不起来，然后两个人推行不行。长老并没有说一个人抬不起来不行。 他只是说，不是他这个地方他没说一个重量的，他也没有所接受强力重量的，就是说。但是我之前学的是，就是明确的是说是一个，所以我想知道这个观点是不是对的。
所能。
就说你抬的时候是可以两个人抬，但是说这个一个重量必须是一个人能抬起来的，比如说只是重量是可以。
你是马修斯？
马英子，他明确讲，比如说这东西一个人是可以抬起来，但是因为比如说一个人他不太方便，然后就是两个人抬，你两个人抬没问题，但是重量不能超过一个人抬。太简单了。
So he's asking that, so in the Chinese translation of Kung Fu Originally, So the Chinese translation, let's go make a note here, a footnote, but he didn't put the source of this note. So he said that, so for this kind of kaya paribadha, so this thing must be, fulfill, satisfy three factors. So one satisfactor is that this kaya paribadha must be movable. This thing cannot be affixed to the ground. This is the first factor. The second factor is that this vessel must be able to receive water. I mean, I can't understand. The translation is not clear. But anyway, the third factor is that Middle says a man can lift this up. So do you know the source of this explanation? Or is this a Samatha Pathetic or something?
Anyway, this can be also.
两个人抬一桶汤过来，如果你们受得了一个尊重的话，他的意见就是你不要两个人抬，你一个人抬，这样我可以知道这个东西一个人能抬动。如果你两个人抬受累我，我怎么知道这个东西可能很重，你一个人更抬不起来，必须两个人抬。他就
你们那个纪律大概解释讲多长时间，一个就是在讲
一个月，没讲完，只讲到巴拉基嘎，不是，只讲到那个巴基迪亚的十几条。
那你那一个月效率也挺高的，我觉得。对，对，你们这是不需要翻译的。
对。
但是讲到一天讲多长时间？
一个多小时。
有点，那挺效率挺高的，我觉得。
但是因为他那个提问是最后提问，不是中间不能提问，那个会快一点。
就是他们做录音，有什么绿色讲座是吗？
对。35次，
但是这个很明确说，操纵东西不能当空东西收给你，他们清楚。
哪个地方说的？
我说没有说
啊，
这里没有说，指出说操纵东西不能收给你。
So it can be for Samatha Pathetic, because Samatha Pathetic gives many pages of explanation.
Okay.
That's called. It can be also from Samatha Pathetic, or it can be from sub commentary, Sarata Dipanitika.
他说可能这个东西可能是来自普通音乐，但是也可能来自附属，就是那个究竟一等附属，但是普通音乐这时候那个解释有好多页。 I think he's asking this question because the Chinese translation is not clear here, especially the second factor.
Yes, the second is about the, it should take water means the vessel is not leaking. It's not leaking.
Okay.
So then.
Okay,
this can also regard this a good factor, because now if it, what the vessel is leaking, so for some part will fall down, and so you don't know what is received, what is not received.
Okay.
So three points. It should be something from a Vinaya book.
Okay.
And probably from Samatha Pathetic, which give many pages of explanation, or be also of Samatha Sarata Dipanitika.
Okay.
Can be also Kanka Vaitarani Tika.
他说也可能来自一锅独特附属。然后他说那个第二点啊，就是说那个接受器是一种，他说这个意思呢，就是说你这个东西它不是漏的，这个容器不是漏。如果因为这个容器如果是漏的话，你可能漏出来东西，你不知道是受还是没受。
接受器是锅吗？
不是，就是桌子也算。
桌子也算。
对。
那有些人说，如果桌子上铺一块手绢，铺一块布，然后把手放在那个布上，那这个是桌子上接受器，布上接受器，因为布上接受器。
OK。OK。
因为长老说过，好像泰国就他们是怎么接受，不要放在
那上。So he's asking that.So if we cover this table with a piece of cloth, if we cover this table with a piece of cloth, and then we put our hand on the cloth, and this dyak, they put their foot on the cloth, and they leave the hand, and we also leave the hand. So in this case, is this a piece of cloth considered as the vessel or not? Or is the table?
You consider kaya parivada because you did the whole thing, no? Did the cloth and everything is about the table together.
I cannot just touch the cloth like that.
You have to touch like that, the whole thing, because this is kaya parivada. You don't touch like that. You have to touch like that, the whole thing. Okay, the table. So what is everything? What is on the table? So this is the thing. So then it become kaya parivada. Not only the cloth.
Oh, so we cannot touch like that.
You can't touch like that. We have to touch the whole thing, the table like that. So then it is called kaya parivada. And this table should be removable. Okay, it will be very easy to remove, very easy to lift. So it should not be long table. You can't lift, the monk can't lift it. That is also that plays a role. Who is going to? Because the receiver can't lift it. That means you can't receive this. It is too heavy. If the bhikkhu can't lift it, that means it is not allowable to do like that. We usually make it with small tables, which is very easy to lift.
他说那个你在说什么时候不能扭进去拿下手势啊，那个触摸这整个这个东西，也就是说，这样掐一会儿，然后再一点就是那个，然后这样的话你碰到就不仅仅是布，也是扇，包括桌子，说接受那个容器应该是整个这个桌子和布这个组合体，然后呢，然后他说就是说你碰到这个东西必须是可以举起来，就是必须满足他这个第一个条件才可以。
那为什么有些人能够放一块布这样来接受呢？那既然如果不需要布，那这些布都是可以的，是要划分那个汉达和那个距离。布我觉得跟距离没关系的。对，什么泰国那边是吧？什么布？你说是泰国那种做法？
对。
泰国那做法什么？布是为什么意思？泰国做法是这样的，你比库坐在这儿，然后那个比库会这块布，然后有师傅过来，他把那个。 碟子放在布上，比库放在布，然后再拉过来。
OK. So he's asking that, so now in Thailand, so they're doing like this. 你这还有做布是吧？做布也放在这地方做布。So this is sitting cross. So the monkey put a piece of clock over upon the sitting cross like that. So then, a dayaka put a food vessel on the cross, and this bhikkhu he touched this cross like that, and then he dragged this cross with food back to him. Is it allowed?
It's allowed because this is a removable cloth. No, you see, then it's not removable because you sit on it.
Okay.
You can't remove it.
Okay. We understood.
那潘天，按照潘天的意思，他这个手碰到桌子上，这个桌子可以不动的。那我前面那个解决方案就是说，他把那个vessel拿过来，我跟他的那个器皿啊放在上面一起放在台上。但我这台子是石头的，或者不可以动的，这个台子可以了。那就是说你那手的整个过程就没碰着台了。 对啊，我就直接碰那个，直接碰上。
So he's asking that suppose this table is fixed. So then this dayaka he push forward this vessel to the bhikkhu, and then this bhikkhu touch this vessel, and then they put together on the table, and then the dayaka removes his hand, the bhikkhu removes his hand. Is it allowed or not?
What does the bhikkhu do?
So this is the vessel. Adaka push this vessel forward to the bhikkhu. The bhikkhu touch this vessel like that. Hold this vessel.
Yeah.
Hold this vessel and they put it together on the fixed table. And then the dayaka removes this and bhikkhu removes this.
Yeah, no problem.
没问题。就那个桌子不限定。我说了。对，我说了。So
then, but... There is another way. Let me see. You put your notebook. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the dayaka. Mm-hmm. You come as a dayaka. This is no. Just sit down. Sit down.
Okay.
You take this. This is a tray. Let's see the tray.
Okay.
And This can be some food item, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's see what it does.
Sunday principle.
Maybe this one. Okay, so maybe this coin. Maybe biscuits. Mm. Okay. Mm. So, and you want to offer me, okay? Mm. So, and then in that case now, I have to receive either the whole tray. Okay. One option is to receive all the whole tray. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
Or another option is, I have to touch the tray like that, and then only take the biscuit.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Up to now, problem.
Okay.
But if I take only the biscuit,
not
offered, because I have to touch the tray, and then only take the biscuit.
Okay.
Not only take the biscuit and go. Okay. This is not allowed.
So that is the reason is that I didn't make any effort to the biscuit. I'm only moving.
I will explain why.
Okay.
You tell first this.
Okay. 他说，这样灌给我，然后我这个情况，我有两种解释方式，一种是我把整个盘子给接过来，再一种方式呢。一个手拿着盘子，另一个手把饼干这样拿过来。但如果说你跟哪个手都不碰盘子，直接把饼干拿过来，这是不可以的。
那调羹呢？调羹也是要另外一只手碰盘子，不能用调羹直接
调。调羹什么意思？这里边本来就有个调羹。
调羹对，
本来就有个调羹。OK， 本来。
他用调羹，如果你手干了，
就是说这调羹本来就是差在这地方，他没碰调羹是吗？他没碰调羹，让我自个儿这么咬过来，这个意思。
对。
So he's asking if there's a spoon inside the tray. So then I took the spoon. So he offered me with the spoon. So I took the spoon, take the biscuit, like that. Same.
That's right. You have to touch
the tray.
To touch the tray.
Okay.
So because now, this thing now, he has Kaya Paribhata. I explain why. He has Kaya Paribhata. What is already attached to his body. Okay. Let me see. Now it is attached to the Daika's body.
Yes, yes.
So this is actually, I call, not connected with his body. Not connected with his body. Only this is connected with his body. In order to take this, you have to connect you with your body, this tray, and then only take this.
Okay? Sure.
Because this part is not, these biscuits are not connected with his Daika's body.
Okay.
You have to connect your body also, then only you take.
他说这个原因是这样的，他说就是这样给你灌食物呢，是不是？他的肢体并没有跟这个饼干接触，他肢体是跟盘子接触，所以说那你要接受这个东西的事儿呢，你必须那个你必须让你的身体跟施主身体接触这个东西接触，也就是说盘子，然后你把这东西接受之后，你才可以拿这个东西，不然的话他你这个受是没有完成。你说，
就是说，张老刚才说必须那个桌子是可移动的。
对。
如果要是举不起来，是两个师傅一起抬的。按理来说，已经底部是不可能往上移的。我只要他呀，用他俩把那个桌子抬起来的时候，我往下轻轻压一下，这桌子能移动，算不算就是？
不，这个他已经讲了，不是轻轻压一下，你必那掐这个地方，掐这个地方，然后
掐着的时候，只要是压一下或者说推一下。这桌子能移动？
不，只要你能移动的标准，并不是说一个人能移动，你几个 n 个人能移动都行。这对。OK。嗯。
他这个
鼻孔一听，上面拿 take the plate and move with food and eating and his food his hand food become and OK come。I this hand put the plant on my leg. That's okay.
Plate.
Yes, plate.
You tell the someone else to put
the
plate in your hand.
Yes,
your...
I put and then. I take the spoon to my bowl.
No problem.
Okay.
So now he's asking that. So now this bhikkhu is holding the bowl. And 你把这个东西扔哪儿是吗？ So this is a lot of it is a lot of effort directly to throw this piece of biscuit into the bowl while he's with him. Hatapasa with me. Well,
to throw.
Yeah, to throw. Yeah, while he's with Hatapasa with me.
Yeah, no, no.
It is a lot of, yes, but this is not his question. His yes, 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 yes. So then his question is that if this is a lot of because while he was doing this, he actually didn't touch this bowl. Right, or this vessel. So if this is allowable, why this kind of thing is not allowable? So that means he I take like that. Why this is not allowable?
Because now the bhikkhu has his ball in his hands, no?
Yes,
it is already attached to his ball.
Yes.
Okay. If the daika puts it slowly with his hand like that, or he throws it, from the daika's point of view, it's no problem. It is from the bhikkhu point of view, it's also no problem, because he holds his ball. But if the daika now he does like that, no, he holds it straight, but he does not hold this.
No.
Okay? So then the bhikkhu has to attach his hand to his call in order to be connected with the daika. And then only take this. That is therefore now. But if the daika takes this and he throws on his bokeh, now the bhikkhu is already attached to the body, to the ball. No problem. Because the ball is attached to his body.
我知道，就他说这个问题是这样的，他说就是比库，他这就是刚他举那个例子为什么不允许呢？这当一个施主把这东西这样送过来的时候，如果说你既没有碰着盘子，也没碰着你完全没有碰着盘子的话，那等于说你既没有用圣洁手，也没有用圣斗器物接受，因为你这拿手肯定不是用圣斗器物，对不对？然后你也没有拿圣洁手，因为你并没有碰着盘子。然后这施主他不碰这个东西，所以你们既没有圣洁手，也没有圣斗器物接受。但是，所以说这个地方就是为什么要碰一下这个盘子？因为这样保证你至少有个圣斗器物。你等这个盘子对你来说已经圣斗器物了。然后这个施主他等于是在你的圣斗器物上把这东西给你了。但是当你在扔那个情况下，那个波在你自己手里，它已经是你的圣斗器物了。然后施主在这个地方那个把这个东西扔给你。这样是对你是允许的。总结一下就是一句话，就是说，你自己要有圣斗器物这个东西，你和你自己圣斗器物这个东西一定要连接在一起。
不能。
这说他使主是怎么扔的？这无所谓，那他可能是这样扔的。
那要是这样呢？
什么意思？
那如果那个就是饼干直接就放在上面拉手里，然后拿过来，然后不能够直接拿起来？
So he's asking that. So for example, if the daika he offers this piece of food like this, is it allowable for you to take like that?
From the hand.
Yes, from the hand.
Because it is already touched to his hand. No?
Oh yes.
Directly to his hand is a roll.
No problem. 这没问题。
哦。
等一下。
嗯。
你饼干放上来。
嗯。
那个上面那个手啊，
嗯，
碰了饼干的包装。我直接把饼干拿掉，可以吧？这算是什么？就像你说的，碰到包装了，碰到包装。
So he's asking that. So he's telling that. So now this is a package of a biscuit. So while this summoner is holding it, his finger already touched the package of the package of the biscuit. In that case, can I take it?
Yes,
no
problem.
没问题。
那旁边的饼干，它是传递性的碰，还是只能取它碰到呢？
So let's say there are two packages of biscuits. So this summoner, he only touched this package. I cannot take this package, no, even if this is touched. I cannot take. I can only take this package. Okay.
But this is very tricky because sometimes you can't see whether the finger is touching or not.
这个很微妙，因为你有时候你看不到他那个手指到底碰到那个。
最
保险
就是
对对。
在他吃
饭的时候，那如果是这个时候有一个局势，然后那个不想碰那个桌子，那个桌子
移动。
那这个桌子上的食物是不是被破坏的时候？我想问一下，
等会
就是你是不是放在桌子上，然后
这样
吃吗？
啊，对对对，比如说一般有些时候我们还有一个。准备一个大盘子，一个碗，
都是放在桌子上的。然后
桌上摆了一桌菜。然后
但是你在吃的过程中，你不是说手一直放在桌上，是说直接咬，是这样吃，对吧？ 从桌上咬这样、
啊、对对对，就是像正常那个吃饭那样吃
啊，
还有吃就是不能碰
桌子
啊
啊，就这种情况。然后比如说他刚吃完，你说拿起准备更喝一杯水。
我明白你的意思，就是比方说我一直在这样吃，然后突然有人碰碰把整个桌子给动了
啊，就是过完的那个有意或无意的东西，他就立刻就被
他不，但是他不是把桌子抬起来，他只是就这样动了。
对对对，
So now he's telling that. So now suppose this bhikkhu is eating his pinapada with a plate. Like this is a tray or plate. Like that. This food is in the plate. So now he's eating food from the plate. So now while he was eating, his hand is detached from the plate. So then another layperson out of carelessness. He touched the table and moves it, for example. In that case, that's all. Do all the food on the table has to be removed again, or I mean, offered again. Offered again or not, has to be
removed.
Because the Vatican breaks. 他说这整个桌子上食物确实是要重收。他说这个因为那个整个食物上食都破了。
啊，那如果这个桌子是比如在地上有螺丝的这种固定性的那种桌子，那就即便别人碰到有一点震动的话。
So he's asking that suppose this table is fixed, but the other person he touches and this table vibrates a little bit. Vibrates
no problem.
Oh. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
So he's asking that. So just now his friend he asked about the three factors. Though. So the third factor, according to this translation, it says that so the weight of these other things must be within the what's called the capacity of the strong middle-sized person. Is it true or not?
Yes, it is. Majjhima Purisa. Majjhima Purisa is actually the most common definition of how, for measurements, no? That's called. Measurements now, you see, it's called. Other children, for example, they can't lift what ordinary men can lift.
Yes,
if children, of course, can lift 10 kilograms, so then it's okay because they can lift it. But main thing is now, middleman is just as. Is average. The average way how we judge whether it is liftable or what. If he can, average man can lift 25 grams and so on, that means up to 25 grams is allowed for monks to receive. If average man. But if average man can't lift 25 grams alone, so then that is too heavy.
So that means one average man, it's not two or three like that.
One average.
So that means if this table is very heavy, we cannot ask two lay people to lift it, and then this people hold it like that. We cannot do like that.
Yes, but you see, this is average man means it can be two, three average men.
Can be two, three. Oh, okay, okay. So it's not necessary to be one average man. You mean?
It's not necessary.
他说这个地方不一定是一个强行的，可以是两个强行。
就是说，两三个中等单词能够
也，他也没说是一定限定于两个三个，就是常理中等，他因为这地方也没说数量。
哦，
对，
哦，就是说这个句话那个是疑惑度脱，是有这句话的是吧？
疑惑度脱的没不是疑惑度脱肯定没有这句话，他说，他
就是说长老说这句话是有这句话，不是
是有这句话，对，
但是不一定是疑惑度脱，可能别的地方呢。
对对对。
哦，没说一个。
对，没说一个。
您说一个，那就是这样的，就是比如说有些东西是很重的，比如说那个面包，那当然是说如果三十公斤面包那堆成山拿的，比如说像水是很重的东西，那比如说这个，比如说一立方米就是有一吨水的，那好比说有这么大一个汤桶，可能有三到四个人很吃力的能抬起来，那这个就 OK 了，只要说这三到四个人，那汤桶很小，三到四个人都在一升水之内，这就 OK。
So he's asking that suppose there's one ton of water, one ton of water. And then that means a thousand kilogram of water, like that. In a big bucket. And then they want to offer this water to a bhikkhu. So for example, if they ask a forest strong middle sized layperson to lift it, and then within Hatapasa, of course, and then the bhikkhu hold it like that. So even that is considered offered a property or not.
It's over because like you see. You can't put estimate in kilograms. So what, how much average can make in heat. Main thing is now this has to go off the ground. If they can lift it off the ground, the bhikkhu touches, is offered. That's the main thing. But these people have difficulty. Okay, they can put in different buckets, separated in four buckets, and then offer it separately. So then, therefore now it is, main thing is it has to go off the ground. So then, it is not any something standard like that. Vinaya standard, you play 10 kilograms, 25, 50 kilograms. If 50 kilograms, if three people can lift it, and they can lift it off the ground, and the bhikkhu touches it, so then it's offered.
他说这个问题的关键呢，就是这刚才你确实给理解是算的，就是算手术。然后这个问题关键就是并不在于说这个东西它到底有多重，多少人把它抬起来，关键在于在场的这些人能够把这个东西全部抬离地面，这就算了。
Average man, like you say, he can lift up to 75 grams. Some man can lift. That's called the average man. But usually 50 grams, it is already most difficult to lift on man. 50 grams. Therefore, they need a second one.
Okay.
But if they can lift it off the ground, no problem. The bhikkhu can receive it.
只要他就是抬起来，然后那个bhikkhu就可以接受，就是这么回事。
But usually it's not done because the big vessels and so on. Now, you see, 50 kilograms is rubbish bin. It's garbage bin.
Yes, usually two people has to lift it. No? Do you usually it has to be lifted
because of 50 grams.
Yes.
50 kilograms.
50
you can actually lift it. One man can lift it,
yes,
but he can't hold it for long.
Yes.
It's too heavy.
Yes.
So therefore, as an average man, he can lift it. If it's 50 kilograms, it is no problem. But if it goes 75 kilograms, it's over. One man is too much. Even two men, they find it difficult.
他说这个是本身是垃圾桶，这垃圾桶是这种垃圾桶，基本上是50公斤。所以说一个强力水手那个正等男子的话，他可以把这个提起来，但是提不了多长时间，就只能提一下。
对，
但是这是50公斤，75公斤可能就不太行了。
对，我这个。
Therefore, it is not a big problem with this. This is not a big problem. Main thing, it goes off the ground.
他说，所以说，他这确实技术上不是说有一个，他刚刚说的就是不是有一个标准说多少千克，25千克还是50千克，都有个重量的标准，而是说这个人能把这东西提起来就可以。
这个人，
不是这一个人，而是说这
几个人只要能抬起来，
对，
然后
一个人
哦，
对。我不是很明确，我打了个问号。
对，所以这句话那是不是有问题？
其实上，我觉得从这个逻辑上来讲
啊，
刚才长老说那个几个人能抬起来，能抬离地面，是为了满足第四条，伸索系不接受嘛？你抬都抬不起来，那就你就没法接受了，是吧？
嗯。
所以我觉得，那如果是这样的话，第三条其实根本没必要。从逻辑上来讲，就是
不是等一下，
跟重量无关嘛？长老说了，跟重量无关嘛？只要能抬起来，是为了抬离地面。
明确的把这个重量已经标出来。
不是，这里好像大纲，你不要把它当成第一手资料。这里好像大纲，它是从很多书里边那个弄出来，那书也不一定就是
有可能这是有问题的。
对，这里好像
那就没什么。
对，但是如果是疑惑度错的话，你可以问一下，因为疑惑度错，他如果出问题，那可能是翻译，要么是他解张老师解释有问题，要么就是这个翻译者的翻译有问题。那种你可以问，但这里好像大纲，你可以对，如果他疑惑度错或者律藏有矛盾的话，应该以律藏或者疑惑度错为证。对。OK， 是。你说
就是关于那个移动的桌子上放的食物
啊，
比如说一个比丘在那儿吃饭，
嗯，
这个时候呢，有其他的人，其他的那个居士，就是被打动，然后拿一个未熟的这个食物，一个就是一个扎杯或者一个什么东西，这里面有食物，然后他放在那个桌子上，那这个时候他在放在那个桌子上，
这桌子可移动的，
可移动的，然后在放的时候，那个比丘也没有碰。那他在把那个桌子上往那桌子上放那个食物的时候，那会不会坐掉整个桌子上的？ 受，就放一个未受理的东西会不会坏？
没有
啊。然后有晃就不，是不是没晃就不坏？有晃就坏。
OK, so the question is like that. So now on this table, there are many kinds of food. This is a tray of food. This is a tray of food. This is a tray of food. And all these food are offered, like that. So then, when Daika comes, with another vessel of food, which is not offered. So then he directly put this vessel on the table, like that. So in that case, do all this food on the table has to be reoffered again. This is the first case. The second case is that, so by putting, he put this is vessel food very heavily on the table. So because of that, he caused some vibration of this table. In that case, the do all this food on the table has to be offered again or not?
I will explain now. Vibrations doesn't matter. It is actually the position has to change.
Okay.
Now if this is offered, so if the position changes, finish. The padikana breaks.
Okay.
Vibration doesn't matter. If the table shakes like that, but it does not move from its place, no problem.
Okay.
So then, and the first case now, if the daika puts another, another item, no?
Yes.
Another item on the table, but it's not touching any other items. Does not move any other items. No problem. Other items are intact. It is offered.
就是你这两个例子是吧？就只要你这个施主在这个过程中都没有导致这个桌子上任何食物产生位移，就没有问题。然后至于你说这是桌子震动是吧？那个桌子震动，如果对只要它没有产生这个让桌子食物产生位移，都没问题。
那比如说
So he is asking that, suppose this leg of the table is because of a little bit shakeable, flexible, like that. So that means you can shake the table, so then if you put this vessel very heavily effort, effortfully on the table, like that, this vessel may have a change of position. In that case, it has to be reoffered. Is that true or not?
Which takes this vessel change position?
Yes.
On the table, because the one leg is a little bit crooked.
Yes.
And so forth. And, yes, of course, because.
对，这样导致位移就要承受。
这个位移是一定是那个，就是说这个碗，然后上面放一个杯子或碗什么的，它要跟这个桌面有相对位移，还是说它跟桌面一起位移就是说这两种位移是。
应该是个桌面相对位移，但我可以问一下。So he is asking that, there are two kinds of moving. So one kind of moving is that, this desk itself moved this position a little bit. But the relative position of this what's called the food, the vessel of food and the table is not changed. It is there, it is still there. But the table itself has moved. Another kind of moving is that the table didn't move, but the vessel has moved from its original position on the table. So also for these two cases, are they considered moved or not?
Yes, it is but the kind of breaks.
In both cases, 这两种情况都算，就是说，只不管是那个这个桌子产生位移相对位移不变，还是说它那个它跟桌子之间产生相对位移，都算是那个。对。
Therefore, we usually tell the daikas and so if this everything is offered. We tell him now, go aside, and so what. Because they just had to help the monk to move this and so what. Then it's very confusing. We usually tell the daikas, now you stay behind.
他说这个，所以说我们在那个，就是说不是，所以说因为这个原因呢，就是我们在所有事物都手完之后呢，我们一般让那个施主和桌子保持一点距离，因为他们让他们再过来帮忙的时候，可能又碰到这些东西，让那东西产生位移。
Some they try to take water and or move these things. Very confusing.
别人那边拿水，身上喷到下面。
They try to take this, take this also as what. So then this also gets.
或者人起修，拿一个人身上，然后碰到另外一个人身上，它产生了一个的呢。
Therefore, what usually tell now if it is already off on the table, okay, you tell sit down. Sit down. Wait.
所以说，非洲那边说对你社会说，让黑人使者坐下，然后在那等着。
刚才还有问题没有？你是那个强一些中南海起来的情况是在以后都脱离的，是吧？不是以后都脱离，他说肯定这不是以后都脱离的，是那个什么？是找你找的地方吗？没有，应该是没有。我可以帮你问一下。
哦。So he's asking that did you find the source of the three factors that he has just mentioned?
I'm not looking because now there are many pages there.
Uh-huh.
But I'm telling you the source can be it should be commentaries. Either sub commentaries maybe. Kanka Vitrani Tika. Subcommentary of Kanka Vitrani.
他说那个就是对，不是以后都，可能是在不断言，也可能是那个究竟因的辅助，也可能是那个以后都辅助。
对，然后但是那个食物，就是说那个干化的或不跟桌面发生相遇，只是随着桌面晃。这个算不算？你的意思，你的意思，比方说这个腿不离地，对，所以食物不移动，在桌面不移动，但在空间里翻遍满地。
So he is asking that. So now, so for example, this table is shaking, but there's no change of position, just shaking like that. So then, and this vessel is also shaking because it's on the table. It's also shaking, but there's no change of position for this vessel also. It's just shaking. In that case, is the patikahan is broken or not?
It is same like vibration. The same question. We have answer to that. It's just vibration.
So that kind of vibration is what's called a vertical vibration. This is a horizontal vibration.
Right.
Same. Right?
It is same vibration.
Okay.
Shake this way or that way.
Okay. 他说对于这种不产位移震动来说，就不管它是垂直震动还是水平震动，都是一样的。即便这么大。对，那是震动。
Yeah, but the legs are fixed, no? The legs do not move. And these also do not move. These are intact.
Yes, yes.
So if the daika moves like that, oh, children sometimes they come and shake. But everything is intact on the table. Do not move. No problem. Because the legs also do not move.
Okay. 只要这样的腿没动没问题。
那如果这样，
也没动啊。那他的问题
那
是。
Yes,
problem.
What's problem?
就是这样
啊，已经抬起来了，已经把桌子抬。
不是，
已经相对比你了，
这已经
晃了啊，对。
他的问题到底是
没有相对比
例。他的问题没有任何相对比例，就是说那个就是那个就
是。到底是手术还
是
手术？
手术了。
就是腿不动就可以了。
对。
安全。
对。
腿不动，但这个怎么动？不能有相对比例。
Let me ask you. No other question.
So then, okay, now we'll go to the next point. About Mukhadwara. Okay? Mukhadwara, it is the.
Kankavitrini, no? Kankavitrini or Kankavitrini?
No, Vinayapitaka or Kankavitrini. Never mind, you can go to. So here Mukhadwara is called the throat, okay?
Okay, okay. Throat? Okay, yes, throat. Yes.
It is the throat.
Yes, yes.
In some places, Mukhadwara, it is actually the lips, okay? But in this place, it is the throat. Because the offense takes place in Ajohara. It's swallowing. Okay? So, and I want to explain there are two definitions of Mukhadwara. How it is done. Why also the throat can be said as Mukhadwara. I want to explain that. First we tell.
Okay. 然后他这个地方，只要跟大家讲那个第五十二页第三个自然段。 口中，这个词，然后口中这个词，实际上如果直译话应该是口门的意思。然后它这个口门呢，然后这个地方口门就是那个咽喉。然后说这个地方口门就是那个咽喉这个地方，就是说因为这个就是因为你在犯这个八戒的咽，是你吞咽的时候，吞咽过了这个咽喉的时候才犯八戒的咽。他说但是在有些地方这个口门它也可以指那嘴唇，但这个地方不是嘴唇，这个地方是指咽喉。就是这详细张浩哥再继续解释。
So now, if you imagine the mouth is like your room, and the lips are a door, okay. So this is the front door, the front door of the room.
And that is the back door. Okay.
So and then I explain about the back door.
Okay.
How also in the back door there is a epiglottis, a kind of tiny flesh which closes the esophagus and also closes the larynx from the air goes to the lungs. So therefore now, if we swallow food, that epiglottis closes the pharynx so that not food goes inside the lungs. Okay. So that, and then it opens again, closes the esophagus. If you don't take food, the esophagus is closed. So that no gases come from the mouth. Okay, there are two functions.
So it's better to draw a picture for them, otherwise it is...
Okay, first explain the first door. Okay, you can tell to imagine.
Okay.
To imagine the mouth as a room.
他说这样，大家可以把这个嘴巴的这个口腔想成一个房间，然后呢，那个这个，然后这个口这个嘴呢就是这个房间前门，然后咽喉就是房间的后门。
Let's see, this is the mouth, okay? The cavity of the mouth. Okay, these are the lips, okay? So, here's the mouth. The lips. Okay. The tongue. Okay.
Now, 食管的话，这个食物从这个地方从食管的话一直往下走。
Now, here in the junction. Okay. There is a kind of flesh. I think it goes like that, something like that.
So this junction is called the epiglottis.
big glutes. No, no, the Yangju is not that. This fleshy part is called a big glutes.
Okay.
Now, there is, I can tell, it's called one part called, it is like flesh like that, which is called big glutes.
然后这样给大家画这个这块软骨啊，这块它通黑色这个东西，这个东西就是所谓的会厌，它除了软骨是可以活动的。
So now if foot is far right, this big root disc closes this tube who goes the air inside, so that no food goes to the lungs.
他说如果然后当这个会厌软骨它闭合的时候呢，这个食物是走这个食管，然后它这个会厌软骨把这个气管给遮住了，这样的话食物不会进入气管。
But if we don't swallow any food, then it goes straight. It closes the esophagus. Both tubes are closed. So that no acid will go and gas will come to the mouth.
他说，但是如果我们不吞咽食物的时候，它这个会员管是处于这个状态，它把这个气管是吧，这两方这两管都给堵住了。这样的话呢，就是说既不会有那个气体，沿着气管上升到你口腔里。
Therefore,
也不会有食物顺着食管进入你口腔。
Therefore, this is like a door, opens, opens door.
所以这个会员，我觉得像一个门一样，这样那个一开一合。
So, and therefore now, while we have this mukha, this mouth, we have two doors, the front door, and then you have the back door. Okay. The front door is the lips, and the back door is the epiglottis.
他说那个，所以说这对这口腔来说，没两个门，一个是前门唇，一个是后门这个会咽。
So now, and when the Buddha tells about mukha dwara, we have to see according to the context. Okay. So if, for example, the ruminator, in the case of ruminator, that if he takes food from his mouth and the mouth comes in his food, he should not put it out of the mukha dwara. He should not put it out of the lips. Okay.
Okay. 所以说那个这个就是附在那个在对象里边说那个口门是什么意思？你要根据的是上下文语境来判断。比方说那个讲那个反刍者的事儿，反刍者的时候他说那个食物不能出口门，那个地方口门只是口的前门，也就是嘴唇。
So that means the mukha dwara is that is the lips. So, but if we come to this rule here, because the pachitya offense occurs here, this ajohar. Okay. Swallowing. We don't swallow by the lips. We swallow by the esophagus.
Okay.
And this is where the pachitya takes place.
然后他说，然后就想把接下来巴西利亚来讲啊，这样巴西利亚产生吞咽的时候，然后这个我们吞咽一个食物，并不是靠我们嘴唇，而是靠我们这个咽喉，而会咽软骨这个地方。所以说这个地方口门指的是这个地方。
So therefore, that's why the Sangha commentary says, for example, here is the nose. So then you have this kind of passage, air passage. So therefore now, here's the nose, and we have this air passage. This air passage is connected with the pharynx. This is called the pharynx here, This area and so on. So therefore...
Can I spell the word? I don't know this word.
Pharynx.
Can I spell it?
Yes, pharynx. It's called here.
Okay.
Pharynx.
Pharynx, okay.然后呢，这个地方就是说鼻子是这个这样画这个地方是我们的鼻子，然后这个地方是那个从鼻咽，然后鼻咽和口腔交接这个地方是称为咽，就这个位置。
So therefore now, the commentator says, whether a dog takes food from the lips, or takes food from the mouth by tube, if it enters the throat. called and swallows it, it's body.
所以说呢，在注释里边说，就不管你这个食物是从口腔进来，还是从鼻腔进来的，只要它最后通过了这个咽喉咽软骨这个地方，它就成为八戒
了。Therefore, now because I come to this room, it is the ajohara which matters, the swallowing. It's not just put something into the mouth. Okay, it is the swallowing which matters.
所以这样是要犯的，是发生在吞咽的时候，而不是说你在嘴里边放一个东西的时候。
So therefore, now if, for example, a monk takes something.To test. He wants only to test, not to swallow it. Puts in the mouth, test and so on, no good. And he throws spits out of the mouth, no bacteria.
所以说，比方说一个比丘，他只是看在拿着食物，来把这食物尝尝，那拿着翻着接着尝尝，然后觉得不好吃，然后把它吐出来，这样的话就不犯八戒。
Because the intention is kadisami punisa. I want to eat. I want to consume. So.But if the intention, then pachitya. But if intention, just to want to test. Put in the mouth, bitter, oh, no good. Then, no offense.
Even no dukkata even?
No dukkata even. Because the intention is you want to, not to swallow it. You don't want to ajohara. You want just to test if it is bitter.
不是就是说这个八戒啊，哪怕那个恶作，就是那个拿起这个东西的恶作，只会在你的动机是那个食用吞咽的时候才发生。如果说你的动机只是拿起来尝一尝的话，这个连恶作都不算，就完全是无罪的。
So that's why now if we have a toothpaste, we take toothpaste. Now toothpaste according to this rule, except water and toothstick, you can't swallow anything. But you can take toothpaste.Put in the mouth, brush your teeth, and spit out everything out. No offense.
他说像这样解释，那个除了水和羊脂之外，然后那个相当于要说，比方说我们刷牙时候，嘴里边如果有牙膏怎么办？只要你保证你刷完牙之后把所有牙膏吐出来，而不是把那个吞咽掉，就没问题，不会犯。
So even this some other leaves, we have this kind of bullet leaves. So then.Now, this bullet leaf, you have to chew it and then throw it everything out. It's not for swallowing. Because it is you get some stomach upset. So then, for now, in that case, you don't need to get it offered.
So what leaf can I spend it for? What leaf?
The bullet leaf, which they take this, someone they chew, you know.
For a bullet leaf? The green leaf.
Green leaf for Buddha Bojo. This green leaf, it is actually like medicine.
Okay.
So then they usually got for, it is good for digestion.
Okay.
But usually it's not swallowed.
Okay.
You have to spit it out.
So but the juice inside the leaf, they didn't swallow that thing. The juice of the leaf? The juice of
no,
the
it is not to be swallowed.
Okay.
It is only to be chewed.
Okay. That's why when I swallow it, I feel so bad.
Yeah, you should not swallow it.
Okay.
So then, it is a lot of other...chemicals which irritate the soul. It is just to irritate the nerves. The nerves get irritated, and these nerves which are connected to the stomach also stimulate the stomach.
Okay.
It is stimulant for the mouth. So then now, this you don't need to get it offered. Because you put it in the mouth, you don't swallow. And you spit it out. You clean your mouth, no problem.
然后他说这样，他说那个四喜良人不是四喜良人不是喜欢嚼那种大叶子嘛，那个又大又绿叶子，然后他晚上再加石灰那个东西，那个人供佛手也供那个东西，然后那个东西呢不需要手术，为什么不需要手术呢？不需要手术是因为这个东西它不是拿来咽下去，拿来咽下去的话，你会觉得非常刺激，非常难受，哪怕那里边汁水你都不能把它咽下去，就是只在口腔里边这么嚼，然后全部吐出去。这个东西他说那个为什么有助于你消化呢？因为你在嚼的过程中它会刺激你的口腔。刺激口腔肌肉，然后会带动你的这个消化道整个里边都会受到刺激，然后这种方式促进你的消化。但是这个东西它不是拿来咽下去，所以不想拿来手术。
Therefore, no, even other medicines, it means you have toothache, and you take some cream, put it inside the mouth. So then you keep, and after you spit out, no problem. You don't need to get this cream offered.
然后他说那个，他说是这样，比方说有时候那个在口腔里面需要用一些膏药，然后这种膏药你把它放到嘴里边，那用湿了把它在口腔那地方抹一下，然后把它深部分那个吐出来。这在这种情况下，只要你没有把它咽下去，真的还是不需要那个手术。
Because here is the problem.
所以这个
is the throat.
对，所以说这个
you swallow, then problem.
所以说就把它吞一下咽喉的时候才会出现问题。你的问题是？
但是大长老说了，
某人某个比库去尝，以这个动机去尝这个东西，像汤一样的，他去尝这个汤，哎，蛮好喝的，他咕咚吞下去了，那算犯犯过犯。
So he's asking that, so if one bhikkhu is trying to taste some soup, let's say, they're trying to taste some soup, just to taste, so he took one spoon of soup and tasted, to try to see whether it's tasty or not. And then he said, oh, it's very tasty. And then, but then he swallowed it. In that case, will he fall into offense or not?
Yeah, because, as called, he changed his mind, no, because it's very tasty, I want to have it. Then he changed his mind, then offense.
因为你那个心已经变了，吞咽下去，你觉得这个好吃，我要吞咽掉。
那这个时候我
也
问一个口香糖
可以决议为什么？
口香糖可以决议为什么？
So he is asking that how can we determine chewing gum?
Chewing gum is the same. No, chewing gum usually it depends. Because there are some chewing gums, they have usually chewing gums, they have different how's it called? Other ingredients also. For example, sugar.
Yes, sugar.
You know, to make it, that's good.
Of course.
Therefore, now, and if you can spit the sugar out, no problem. So another option is if you swallow the sugar, of course, it is offense. Because if you don't get it offered, if it is offered, no problem. You get it offered. Chewing gum, if you know that you can't restrain yourself not to swallow the sugar, you have to get this offered. Once you get it offered, freely you can chew anytime you like. But if there is nobody there to get it offered, you can take it from the table. What you do it is, you chew it a little bit, there is sugar and so on. You take water and wash your mouth, spit it out. Again, you chew it again till there is no any taste of sugar. You clean the chewing gum, and you have only plain chewing gum without other flavors and sugary things and so forth inside, then you can chew it. If afterwards, if you swallow saliva, that saliva is pure. It has no any other ingredients going to your mouth, into your throat.
他说这样，他说这个东西呢，取决具体情况，就是说你这口香糖呢，你这里边这个甜味这个糖，你是把它咽下去还是不咽下去？如果是咽下去的话，这个东西还是需要手术。如果说你能保证把这个糖全部吐出来，这没问题，这不需要手术。然后他说，虽说口香糖一般是要手术，但如果说比方说你饭桌上有块口香糖，但周围没有人给你手术，那怎么办？你可以觉得口香糖没问题，拿起来直接嚼了之后呢，把这里边所有的你这个糖这东西全部吐出来，吐出来之后，然后再拿手漱到嘴里边没有甜味为止，然后就是漱到这个位置，然后就是说那个哪怕你唾液都没有甜味，然后这个时候就没问题，不会犯。
那能决议，就是如果它里边的糖是给它决议为轻微药物，那如果它那个里边糖是木糖醇，并没有含糖，那这个药物可以决议为终身药物。
终身药是吧？
就是在意图是想吞咽的，就想要吞咽那个甜味的那个口水。
So now he's asking that. So how should one determine this was called chewing gum? Is this suitable to determine the chewing gum as because it's sadhakarika?
Yeah, because most of them they're sugar. You can if you want to consume it, you should get it offered. And you determine the sadhakarika. So if you actually you know that you have to swallow the sugar, so otherwise you can keep it without getting offered. And you can determine this yava jivika, but for external use. Because now, according to this rule, this mouth is external use. External. For external use, you can determine this life law. So therefore, but you have to make sure, you have to wash your mouth very well to remove all the sugar test. 2, 3, 4, 5 times and so on, you remove it. Chew it, till the sugar test goes, clean your mouth. Again, chew it, again, sugar test goes, again, clean them out. 4, 5 times you have to clean. Then, no sugar remains anymore. You have to clean it. You remove the sugar. Then you can swallow your saliva.
他说这个，我先回答问题。第二问木糖醇的问题我还没问，我先回答这个问题。第一部分说就是对这种不是木糖醇做，而是用普通糖做的这种口香糖。这种口香糖来说，你可以把决议为轻微药，这是肯定没问题的。然后那个如果你把它决议为终身药的话， 这种汉唐混淆汤只能就因为外用中成药，外用中成药意思呢就是说你可以放在嘴里边去，但是不能那个汤分咽下去，必须让它边上是就一次吐出来漱一次口，不那个汤分漱干净，然后再嚼，然后那个再吐出来再漱口，这样然后让每次都要保证那个不能汤分残留，然后帮你们第二年。So he is asking that.
But, okay, but if there is no place to spit, you go to the somebody offers you the chewing gum, you take, but there is no place to spit. In that case, better to get it offered.
就是对，比方说那个，但如果是那个别人给我灌了口香糖，但是你发现你嚼口香糖时没有地方把这东西吐出来，那这种情况最好是把这口香糖给收一下。Okay, so his second question is that, so nowadays it's called the.Some chewing gums, they don't use sugar as this sweetener, but they use this kind of a chemical. It's called xylitol as kind of sweetener. So in that case, is it suitable to determine this what's called chewing gum as a yamagic for internal use?
You can determine this as called.Yes, because it's not the sugar. You can tell my Yavajivika, but in that case, now you have to get it offered if you want to swallow xylitol.
Okay.
Because it is, according to this rule, you can swallow only unoffered thing, which is water to stick. So otherwise, other times are not allowed.
这个没问题，你可以把它决议为这种木汤纯混汤，你可以把它决议为那种中成药，就是你可以把那木汤纯咽下去。但是如果说你要把那木汤纯咽下去，你要都是先手术，因为它基本水也不是盐质，它是需要手术的。
If do stick what the commander tells, if it is raw, it is still juice. You can swallow the juice.
他说那个，然后这是对羊脂来说，因为古代用羊脂上羊，就是那个如果那羊脂很嫩，如果在猪水的时候羊脂很嫩的话。你去在嚼那羊脂的时候，你不能咽下那个羊脂里边那个树枝。
In that case, now you have to get the toothstick off it.
那种情况下，那羊脂也是要手术的。不也是中成药？然后你说，
不是我这个人把茶叶是当做解渴，当做享受的茶的香味儿，那享受茶的香味儿。就是说，在这个定义上，那在这个定义上，我们就不能把这个茶叶按照我们中国人的这个一般的做法泡茶泡茶喝，是不是这意思？还是必须把它当做一种
食物的
药来用？
你的意思，如果是你只是享受这个茶香味的话，就不能把它叫中成药。
就是我们一般茶叶，把茶叶都是当做来解渴的，中国人解渴，把这个水呢给变得香，更香一些，有点香味儿。那这个是我们中国人茶叶的这样一个功能。
那我想问你，你喝这茶是为了解渴呢，还是说你享受这个香味儿？
两种都有。两种都有的话，我中国人的这种功能，跟他佛陀所定义的这个药的这个功能。是不一样的。
对，然后是不一样。然后你
想，不一样的，我的意思就是说，在这种不一样的情况下，那我喝茶的时候是需要怎么注意？否则的话，它就变成不是药。
So now he's asking that, he's telling that, so now the reason why Chinese people are drinking tea is to two aspects. So the first reason is to quench the thirst, this is the first reason. Second reason is to enjoy the aroma from the tea, to enjoy the aromatic smell and the taste also from the tea.So he's asking that...
To enjoy.
So he's asking that... So in this case, if this applies for bhikkhus, so then how should this bhikkhu determine this tea while he's drinking this tea? Like that.
So then, yes, if it one does it just for fun, for habit, which lay people do, so then it is not because of any reason, because of just of habit. Okay, then of course there is no reason for sickness there. It's just a mechanical thing you do. In that case, it's an offense if you do like that. for mechanical reasons, for example, because you get the habit doing this, just for fun, for entertainment. So not because you feel thirsty, sometimes thirsty, I'm telling you, first case.
Okay,
you are not because you feel thirsty.
Okay.
Not because you want to have it like a habit, a custom like that. Okay? So there is no reason for sickness. So you don't feel also thirsty. You don't feel thirsty, if it is the case. But you just, because it's a custom, you have to drink it. It is an offense, because there is no reason for sickness. But if you feel thirsty, okay, second case, if you feel thirsty, you just drink it and finish it. You just take little by little, like ordinary people do, just to while your time, and just to spend your time. And so you just drink like ordinary water and drink and finish to get rid of your thirst. So
that is
that's one who should not be heard like lay people behave.
Okay. So in the second case, he should determine this TS Yavajivika, isn't it?
It is already Yavajivika.
Okay.
It is Yavajivika.
It doesn't have to be determined as Yavajivika, you mean?
Of course, the time you receive it, you have to determine it's Yavajivika.
Okay, Yavajivika.
Okay. But if a person offers you a tea, for example, that moment, it is already understood that after you just keep it for 5 minutes to drink it and finish it. It is, you don't need to me. Of course, it is understood that it is Yavajivika. But if it is mixed with sugar, of course, it becomes Sadahaga. Now, this is just, I'm telling you, this instant thing, no, instant preparation somebody else offers you. I'm telling you this case. If you keep tea for yourself, so you have to drink it under the condition that you want to get rid of some thirst. And you know, it works. It works to quench thirst. Because some people, after drinking tea, because of the caffeine, you feel more thirsty.
Yeah,
it dries you up.
Yeah.
It can cause constipation also. Yes, it contains caffeine, and you can constipate. It means it dries up the system.
Yes.
It's not suitable to quench thirst. It can increase your thirst.
Okay, but the other thing is that so his question is actually about the determination. So that means in the first case you were talking about that he drank this tea out of habit. In that case, regardless of his determination of this tea, so that means even if he determined this tea as a satakalika or even food, even if he determined this tea as food, he cannot just drink this tea out of habit. If he drank this tea out of habit with the determination of food, he will still fall into offense or not.
So then, now it becomes very confusing now. Okay.
Okay.
Now I can see about determination. Now in the morning.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. You go to the restaurant. All right. And the
diaco
offers you after with the food. He offers you the tea. In that moment, you don't think, now I will keep this tea, Yavajivika, tell mine, no. This is the case. You want to drink because food. In that case, now you don't make determination of medicine. You take it as medicine because you have to consume this food. Okay? You don't make any determination. You just take this food. After you finish the meal, you drink it. Maybe food particles in your mouth. You drink it because, okay, it is good. Okay, it is not for medicinal purposes. Okay, that is one case.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You don't need determination.
Okay, okay.
So then, the daiko offers you some more tea leaves to keep for you. So then, okay, separately. In that case now, if you want to keep it for a long time, okay, without having it mixed with anything else, you have to determine Yavajivika. Not with sugar, not with butter, not with anything else. You want to keep it plain leaves, not mix it with any other items. Then only if you are sure that you can do that, then you have to take minus Yavajivika.
Okay.
So once you now, once you take minus Yavajivika, so then you have to keep it for the reasons you consume it.
Okay.
So now it starts, the reasons.
Okay.
If you consume it as food, it is a dukkata offense. Because you are hungry. If you consume it just for fun, it is dukkata offense.
Okay.
But if you consume it because you felt thirsty, you can prepare your tea, and only with water, not mixing with sugar, prepare it for thirst. Because you feel a little bit exhausted or like that, you can use like a tonic. Tonic means like a stimulant. You can use for that purpose. Because you feel some need for the body. no trufa. There is no offense.
So this not only applies for Yavajivika, even if he determines to mix this tea with, let's say, sugar or juice. So that in that case, he has to determine this tea as called satakarik or yamakarik. But even in that case, he has to consume this tea with a reason. Is that true? That means he cannot enjoy this tea for fun?
Yes, this I'm telling you now.
Okay.
To distinguish the thing. Is it for fun or some reason, for physical reason, because some physical ailment, physical discomfort.
One last question. So that means if this tea is served together with food, so in that case, he can enjoy this tea for fun, or he enjoys this for his aroma or taste like that. There is no offense for that, because that is food. Is that true?
Yes, the morning is, for color is not a problem.
Okay.
So you can
food.
Some
okay.
people, they can now, for example, chocolate.
Okay.
You don't need chocolate, but it's very tasty and so on. You want to enjoy it.
Okay.
That is, from the Vinaya point of view, is no problem with that.
Okay.
You put vanilla and so on. Sometimes aromatic spices. Some people, they put spices also to make it more tasty, the food.
Mm-hmm.
Even Sri Lanka, they like some spices and so on, they make it more tasty. The morning is no problem.
Yes. 然后他说这个问题呢，分成四点来讲。第一点呢，就是那个第前两点呢，就是说你如果说这个茶叶你已经把它绝于众生药了，这个茶叶你已经把它绝于众生药的情况下，那么如果说你喝这茶。只是出于一种习惯，你在国内你就因为这种喝茶，然后你现在到这儿，你下午这样喝茶，只是出于一种习惯，或者说出于这种喝茶的乐趣，比方说一小口就这样喝，这种乐趣消磨时间，而不是为了口渴，也不是说你身体有什么需要提神，这种情况下，这肯定是犯过错，就是说你把这终身药你没有用到终身药用途上去，这是一种情况。第二种情况呢，就是终身药，但是你把它用到终身药用途上去，比方说你喝这终身药是为了解渴，或者说是为了提神。啊，这个身体上就有这种需要，没问题，你可以，这前两种情况，就是你把戒律为终身要求，哪种情况是犯，哪种情况是不犯。然后呢，下面一种情况，比如说这个茶叶是那个就是给你，但是你把它决意为气质药，因为你这茶叶，你到时候你可能会打喝糖一混着喝，或者你把它决意为那个叶粉药。因为你打算可能和果汁一起混着喝，虽然不太可能，但是假设你把它介于叶粉药或者气味药，这个情况下你把它喝着茶也还是有原因的，就是不也不能只是为了乐趣，和周深药是一个道理，只是期限不一样而已。这是第三个情况。第四个情况，如果这个差异就是这个差异，它就是上午给你和食物一送上，比方说这个师傅给你一顿饭，同时给你送上一杯茶。然后这杯茶就是跟食物一样，就是让你和食物一起混着吃的。这种情况你甚至不需要决议，你直接把这茶当食物就可以，不需要决议。然后这个时候你喝茶的目的，可以不只是为了解渴，可以仅仅是为了乐趣。就是我喝这杯茶，我并不是因为我吃饭的时候我真的需要这茶，我就是想要这茶香味，我就是想让开我的胃口，这个没问题。这个不会犯任何戒，就是如果是当食物在正式把这个茶对把这不这个茶当食物，本来没有做任何决议的茶，就是说这茶提前你没有并没有决议终身药，食物直接给你供上来，这样的茶你直接把它当食物这样吃，然后享受其中乐趣，这是没问题的。原因是这样，比方说因为食物里边有很多，比方说那个食物里放的那个香料，它放的香料也并不代表你吃饭的时候一定需要香料，它只是让你吃饭的时候提味而已，你吃香料也是不犯的。同样，比方说给你一块巧克力，也不是说你吃没有巧克力不能吃这顿饭，你可以享受那个巧克力的滋味，同样这个地方你可以享受这个茶的滋味，不会犯。
You are telling also that tea is not good to quench thirst. Actually, it can dry your bowels.
Okay.
Can dry up your bowels. Can cause constipation.
Okay. 他说那个，但是必须告诉你一点，就是说这个用茶叶来解渴，并不是很好的选择。为什么呢？因为那个用茶叶来解渴的话，那个茶会让你的这个身体那个，尤其那个肠胃会干燥你的肠胃。干燥你的肠胃会特别导致发生便秘，所以说这不是很好，因为茶叶解渴并不是好办法。
In China, maybe the people they take this because if they have conversation, the mouth dries up, no? They want just to wet the mouth. That is okay if you want to drink for that purpose.
他说那个如果他说在中国那个人们那个喝茶也可能有一个原因，就是说他们喝茶时候一直在聊天在说话。在说话的时候，然后那个他那个会口干舌燥，然后你用那茶叶那个让湿润自己的口腔的话，喝茶为湿润自己口腔，这个没问题，这也是允许的。
But it's a custom from Kadalu Gandhi, it's different custom. Some people, they're trying to have a beer. Some people try to have wine. It depends which country you go. Some people, they have to have a small snake also. So not because they need it, but because they want to be busy with something to...
Engaged.
我只能说是这个茶不管从茶往哪过来就行，是这个意思。比如说下午要吃喝茶，我说我绿茶不行，我要一定要普洱茶。我习惯喝普洱茶，那这个时候就已经变成把这个不是作为解渴的目的，而是把它作为享受的享受，香味的，是不是这意思？你习惯于那个喝，你不习惯绿茶，你习惯于红茶，对吧？
对，我一般是喝普洱茶的嘛，对吧？我习惯于喝普洱茶的。那到下午到茶室去了，这个时候有绿茶，有普洱茶，也有红茶。那么这个时候我就随便拿，不能去指定我只要普洱茶或者只要红茶，是这个意思。因为我觉得你们这种场景，放上去居士供养，那个居士家里边，然后你和居士要茶的时候，我可以理解，但你说放到茶室里边，这个我觉得就是说。
我们看就是说换一种提法是不是更好一些？比如说，茶室里已经有一杯泡好红茶，然后呢，他也可以拿来喝。但是确实也手说过，已经手说过了，已经别人泡好，大家都可以拿来喝，也是热的。他就想，哎，我现在口渴，喝杯茶吧。一看是红茶，哎，我不喜欢红茶，我还是自己去泡一杯普洱茶吧。
哎，这种也典型。
就像这种情况，他可能。 他是不是这种想法已经不是为了解渴的目的，然后他就是为了我觉得红茶不好喝，我喜欢喝那个普洱茶那个味道，然后我去泡一杯普洱茶来解渴，这是不是已经超出解渴的这个范畴了？已经是。
So his question is like that. So suppose that he's used to drink black tea. He's used to drinking black tea, but he doesn't like a green tea like that. So then. When he entered this Ganapada Sala with the purpose of drinking some tea to quench his thirst, so then he saw a cup of ready-made tea on the table, a cup of ready-made tea on the table, and he it's offered already, and it's available for everybody. So that means it's for public, it's for Sangha, anybody can take and drink it. But then he approached it and checked it. He said, "Oh, this is green tea. I don't like that. So I want to make another cup of black tea for myself only." So in that case, does it mean that his intention of drinking tea already changed? He's not drinking tea to quench his thirst, but also he's drinking tea to enjoy this aroma or taste or something. This is his question.
Yeah, that is wrong. Because actually now, many monks, they go and consume this kind of beverages, not because anything else, because they have sugar. They crave this for sugar, coffee and tea, all these things.
Uh-huh.
If you tell them to drink only plain tea, no sugar, but you tell him sugar, yes, they will put sometimes 2, 3, 4 tablespoonfuls, tablespoonfuls into the sugar. I've seen some single man just for small cup of
yes.
2, 3 tablespoonfuls of sugar.
Okay.
Just actually, it is not a matter of drinking tea; it's a matter to have the taste of sugar. Okay, therefore they cheat themselves, actually they take it for thirst. That's good. It is, they crave for the sugar part. So then now, in that case now, if it is, for example, you can take also, in that case now, if the Buddha allowed, how it's called, this, gulotaka means sugar mixed with water. So then if you regard the tea just a secondary part, and you regard the sugar the primary part, so because actually there is no offense because of that.
Okay.
Okay. Because you drink sugary water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the tea is not what matters. It is the sugar which matters.
他说那个他说你这个例子他说就很像一个例子是这样的就是有些人有些比库呢他们下午喝着咖啡和茶其实他们目的并不是为了喝咖啡和茶他们只是像这甜的东西来喝例子呢比方说有些比库他喝一杯茶他可能往这一杯茶里面放个三四满勺的糖甚至有些比库就可能就喝一小杯，然后就往那个茶水里边放两三百勺的糖，这样。然后说是，然后这种比库呢，然后这种比库他不是在喝茶，他只在享受那个汤里带来的甜味而已。然后这这种比库他，你问他为什么喝茶，他可能会自欺欺人的说我喝茶是为了解渴，这不是为了解渴，这只是在那个他那个汤给他带来那个甜的味觉而已。他说在这种情况下是其实你倒有一种办法可以让自己无罪就是说你比方说你身体是真的需要热量需要糖然后你把这种就是还有大量的糖这种茶水就因为那个糖水就是说这个茶其实这水里边有没有茶其实不重要你喝这个茶是为了喝里边糖然后你把这东西就因为糖水然后你是为了给身体补充点热量，那这种情况下是反倒是无罪的，这个意思。OK， 那有三个题。
蜂蜜。我不加水。但我觉得我身体需要，我就可以咕嘟咕嘟咕嘟，直接吃吗？
直接喝啊！直接好，直接吃。
蜂蜜不是吃吗
？OK。
对吧
？OK。So he is asking that.So for honey, so he feels that, so if, let's say indefinitely, he feels that his body needs honey. In that case, can he directly take honey and eat without mixing this honey with water? Is that allowable or not?
How he feels that his body needs some honey?
他说你为什么会觉得就是你的身体需要蜂蜜呢？
就那种。就怎么说呢，在家里面习惯吃蜂蜜，是吧？就一勺一勺吃的，不是不习惯加水的。
不是，他问题是你怎么会觉得你的身体需要蜂蜜呢？
对啊，就是我不说在家一个习惯，到这里就变成一日药了嘛。到一日药的话，我只能这样吃。
七日药，
反正就可以吃的嘛。那我就觉得身体要想吃，我就吃呀。
So he said that as a layman, he has the habit of eating honey at in the afternoon. So if when he comes here, so because so the time is afternoon now, so he feels like taking some honey.
It's just a habit.
It's a 习惯 It's just a habit.
So now honey used like as a tonic. Now, for example, your energy drops down, you feel a bit drowsy.So then if you take honey, then again your energy, you can regain your energy. These are the symptoms you usually must have in order to consume this honey. Okay, because your energy levels drop down. And once you get this carbohydrate, you get more calories. And this is the effect of honey by taking it. It has no other effects.Just to arouse energy, maybe for 1 hour, 2 hours. And again, that energy will drop down. So then, therefore, this is the effect, to regain your energy, because your energy goes, devil, you feel a bit lazy, drowsy. These are the feelings. Not because, at 4 o'clock in my life, I used to, to take honey. Now it's 4 o'clock. Now I also take.Because I should not miss the time. there is no reasons to consume honey like
他说：“他说这个一般来说，蜂蜜这种东西是作为一种补药来出现的，就是说七日药它都是补药。然后呢，你需要使用这个蜂蜜，是因为你觉得能量很低，然后你出现了这个比如说那个困倦， 慵懒，是这样的，这样的一些情况，然后你觉得你需要补充能量，但是你需要你需要为了这个补充能量那个之前呢，你首先你身体要有一些就是说就是证明你能量很低的症状，比方说刚才说困倦等等，然后呢，然后你才需要就是比方说蜂蜜这里边那个碳水化合物，然后给你补充能量，但是这种东西它也是有这一个功能的，比方说它给你补充能量一个两个小时以后，然后可能能量又会降低，是这样。所以，然后他就说，但是你是因为你能量降低这个原因来使用这蜂蜜，但不是因为，比方说你之前有这个习惯，我下午四点钟我必须要吃蜂蜜，现在下午四点我要吃蜂蜜，因为我不能错过这时间，但是这样这是不对的。
那另外一种想法，因为在茶室里面蜂蜜不是一直有的，就在居士供养的时候才会有
啊。
那时候我看到了，有了，这两天可以。和下午可以吃点蜂蜜了，那这算是固定时间到了过去吃蜂蜜的感觉吧？你明白，就是它这个时间段是只能在这一段时间。
你的身体有什么症状吗？
就吃蜂蜜让我舒服呀。
不是，我是说不吃蜂蜜之前，你的身体表现出什么症状？就是不舒服的症状有吗？
就是说这是我的兴趣爱好，我喜欢吃这种甜的，像巧克力，我喜欢吃，但是巧克力就也是供养人家有我吃
啊，
没有蜂蜜也是，它不是在那里是像糖一样的固定的，每天都在那里
啊，
它是有人供养了啊，有人可以过去养它吃吃，这种算是犯不犯了？
肯定是犯，但我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that so now in the cannabis salad, this honey is not always available. It's only that somebody they offers honey.Then this honey becomes available in Ganapada Sala. So then for several days, he could not see any. But on this particular day, today honey is available. So now it's the chance for me to taste this honey. I cannot miss this chance because it's not always available. No? So I have to take this honey and just go drink. So in that case, will he fall into offense or not?
To drink it for what purpose? What is it? Because it is not to miss it.
Yes, not to miss it. Because it's not always available. Only when people offer it is available. It's not like what's called sugar. Sugar, but never, regardless of whether people offer it or not, it's always available. But honey is not like that.
But to miss what? What to miss? What you want not to miss? To miss what? The chance not to enjoy it. It is about for enjoyment.
他说你他是问你，就是你吃这个目的为什么是为了那个享受这个蜂蜜吗？
我只能这样说，去了茶室，你去喝茶，就是他说只能是提神或者解渴的两个功能，只有两个功能。
对，
蜂蜜不可能解渴，提神。
不是蜂蜜是个提神能量和提神是两回事，提神是那种兴奋剂那种东西叫提神。
但我觉得我吃蜂蜜跟巧克力的功能一样的，就让我舒服呀。
你是提神是吗？提神，
提神呀！
啊，
但是我觉得这有机会，我就不吃别的，我就吃蜂蜜。你明白我的意思吧？
啊，
我觉得他就吃蜂蜜去。
So he said that for him, this honey is like chocolate. It has the function of refreshment for him.It's like chocolate because chocolate has a certain amount of caffeine or something.
Caffeine, but it's just
caffeine.
20 milligrams in 100 grams.
Yes, but
some stimulant.
Yes, stimulant.
Some stimulant.
So he, according to him, he said honey is a kind of stimulant for him. So with that kind of purpose, can he just take honey if he got the chance?
So no, stimulants, even coffee and tea are stimulants also.
Uh-huh.
So you don't take it just for enjoyment.
Uh-huh.
At the time you don't need coffee, you don't drink it, no.
Uh-huh.
So then another thing I'm telling you, even if the coffee has no sugar inside, usually you don't crave for coffee.
Okay,
that is, you crave more. But it is the sugary part, the sweet taste actually, you want to enjoy. And so then that is why you have to find, to understand what is your real need. Okay, what is your real need? It's just because honey is tasty.Or because you feel like a little bit energy drops down and you want like a coffee, you end up some kick. And so forth, you drink honey because of that, because you regain your energy. So if that is reasonable, but if you already have energy, very good, you feel good. So then To drink honey is just for enjoyment. Because you want to test it.
他说就别说，他说如果说也提神好，其实很多东西可以提神，比方说咖啡，比方说茶。然后呢，他说就咖啡一个例子，就跟大家说过，就是说咖啡里边这东西，它如果只是纯的咖啡粉，里边没有糖的话，其实很少有人会贪求这个咖啡粉。然后他说，所以说你在那个食用这个蜂蜜的时候，你要理解自己真实的需求是什么，到底是为了就是说那个这个蜂蜜很好吃呢，还是说你实际上你觉得那个能量有所减低？如果真的是你身体能量不够，需要吃点蜂蜜，这没有问题，这是无罪的。但如果说你身体其实已经有足够能量，那么你那个还是吃蜂蜜的话，那你就考虑你是不是吃蜂蜜是为了享受。
You must know that nowadays even small children they get addicted to sweet things. Okay? Because the parents are affluent, they can afford to buy them toffees. And all the time from small child, the parents give for toffees. Relatives for birthday they will give me sweet things. Sweet. That's called and then they go to restaurant, sweet things. Go to the pastry shop, sweet things. And then the children get addicted to sweet things. There is addiction. And then the brain then, all the time, want sweet things. So now a monk should understand this difference between craving for sweet things or there is a real physical need.
Okay.
Energy drop. If your energy drops, you feel to raise your energy, drink honey, no problem. But if you have already energy, you crave for the sweet things. Then is offense. I go to
the video. 他说，现在不光现在，哪怕小孩子也那个天生上瘾了。像比方说，那个对父母，如果对小孩子有溺爱的话，会不停不停给这种太妃糖吃。然后呢，然后这个在生日的时候，他也会收到甜食。然后去酒店的时候，他也会收到甜食。然后去面试店买面食的时候，他也会收到甜食。然后一天就到晚上吃甜食，然后最后他对这个甜食又上瘾了。然后就是说，就是没有甜食的时候，这大脑就会发出信号，让你需要甜食。所以说，作为一个比库来讲，你要理解，什么是对这种甜食的这个贪求，什么是对这种甜食真正的那个生理需求。
那个，
你的问题。
那个，我想问一下，那个就是那个，以口渴为因缘，是只适用于茶，还是也适用于其他的众生药？
So he is asking that, so to consume, is it only it's called suitable to drink tea, for drinking tea to quench thirst?Or it is also suitable to drink other yavajivikas to quench thirst as it was called a suitable cause.
You see, I don't know who are the people who drink tea and so forth because to quench thirst. Usually tea and these things are the people they drink it if they feel the energy drops down, they want to just have a kick. So, but usually now people, if they feel thirsty, they will go soft drinks. So then the fruit juices, if they are there, this is for quenching thirst. These are the items, and water is the best. So then, now let's go. But you must distinguish. Now, for example, if you go in the Kilambasa hall and you want to drink water, but then no water, they fill the broke down. Okay, and there is only tea available on the table. Oh, then okay, you can drink tea because there is no other thing available. So, but every day tea for thirst, I don't know. It is strange.
他说那个，他说那个什么，他说这个喝茶来口渴这件事，他是有疑问。他说茶用来提神，这个是可以理解。他说因为一般人来说，如果他是口渴的话，他会去喝那个果汁或者软饮料。他说实际上果汁和软饮料喝解渴的效果都不一定比水要好。他说那个水解渴是最好。他说，然后他说那个所以这个地方你要做一个分别，比方说你去了茶室的时候，你想去茶室喝点水解渴。但你发现茶室没有水，只有茶水。那这个情况下，你喝茶水肯定是为了解渴，这是没有问题。但是说如果说你每天去喝茶水解渴，这个是很值得怀疑。
哦，我明白了，因为 我提这个问题呢，是因为我对长老说的是，我对长老说的那个，喝茶，是为了解渴，是一个恰当的理由。
啊，
我对这个事情是有怀疑的。
对，
因为我认为，那个，你因为那个水比茶更普遍，
对，
就不可能出现说茶室里只有茶而没有水的情况。
他说极个别，他说他是碳酸盐地方，他说那个滤水器坏了，对，然后呢只有已经泡好的那个茶水。
就是说在这种特定的条件下，
对，
我真的是很口渴，只能喝茶是没有办法的情况下。
对，
如果就是说长老意思说不是在这种特定的情况下，
对，
既有水又有茶，那我如果去喝那个茶就是不恰当的，是吧？
对，他知道他是怀疑的，
是怀疑的。
对，就是说你每天就是喝那个茶水是为了解渴这件事，他是怀疑的。对，因为茶水并不是解渴的，他说水才是解渴的。
哦。
那我 time is past， 喏。
时间已经过了，
不能说。
我们明天继续。
Okasavandam Maya katam bunyam samina anumoditamba Samina katam bunyam vaiham dattava Sadhu sadhu anumodami Okasadvara tenya katam sabbam achayam kamatmi vinti Sadhu
Shukyotani dukota
Bandai，以后这个茶室作为我们出家了以后，你去茶室之前就不能想我要去哪里喝什么。想喝什么东西的话，那就变成
你可以想喝什么，就是比方说你知道那个茶水可以提神，然后我现在就是需要提神的东西，那我就想好了，我就要茶叶。
对呀，茶叶很多种啊，很多种茶叶，
很多种茶叶，你选择对你来说提神效果最好的那种，不就完了？
这就是最喜欢的拿
出来。
不是，提神效果最好那种，那不就跟最喜欢？你可以做实验，比方说我同样喝一杯绿茶，喝一杯红牛，有点更提神。
那就
是
体验，我觉得是这样的。
我觉得这个不是。
就好比进去了，你本来想
玩
喝一般的绿茶，
对，
没想到今天有人供应普洱或者供应了更加好的茶，那时候你肯定选择那个。平时喝不到的，有新的东西，肯定查这个。每个人都这样想。
对，那你看，你要看着。
饭店这样的想说法，就是说每个人都在犯个
加
山犯恶断一般，对吧？是类似于这种情况，因为这个解渴，你旁边什么都可以喝。
他的分析，看你的东西，你看你这东西，如果说只是因为这个茶是很新，平时没有，而你去喝的，那和你只是为了解渴或者提神喝，那是不一样的东西，对不对？
对，
全信任
我。
对，那
对，
那。
干的，然后一弄湿了，你就颜色变了。然后你看，两杯冰镇的水，煮完了以后，这个全用反复冰镇，浸湿了，干干。
这是你
好，
不会觉得
完全干，非常干，非常干。
或者平时没有吃到的东西，它肯定
就
是
湿润的。
每个人不这样吃啊。
对，
你明白我的问题在这上面。
中国那个洗加沙是用湿润水洗的，
就不犯贱，就看到有新的东西，你说。
你周日的时候。